Now in Aptos Village, across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. A major speech today from President Bush on terrorist suspects and the trials to come.
In his speech in the East Room, President Bush spoke at greater length than ever before about the CIA program of interrogating terror suspects.
This program has helped us to take potential mass murderers off the streets before they were able to kill.
But the CIA program is stalled because interrogators fear that without specific authorization from Congress, they might face charges under the War Crimes Act. President Bush says no torture is involved, but the need is urgent for Congress to approve the program. Mark Miller, CBS News, the White House.
What will Congress do to set rules for military tribunals? They haven't figured that out yet.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where there is some resistance to President Bush's latest proposal for how to try prisoners in the war on terrorism. A group of prominent Republican senators, led by John McCain, who himself was a prisoner of war, have argued the U.S. has got to give basic rights to those captured in battle, not just for their sakes, but ours. And a key point of disagreement is using secret evidence, which the president says may be needed and these senators say must be banned.
Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has ordered state police and state agencies to do nothing to assist the former president of Iran when he visits this weekend.
In no way is it appropriate for him to be welcomed to Harvard University to speak to us on September 10th on the topic of tolerance.
Romney says Mohammad Khatami oversaw the torture of dissidents and the beginning of Iran's secret nuclear program. Security will be provided by Boston City Police instead. NASA has decided not to try to launch Atlantis tomorrow. At issue, a fuel cell, the heater for which gave an erratic reading. Live now to Kennedy Space Center, CBS News correspondent Peter King.
After an early morning scrub and a day of troubleshooting, long mission management team meetings just finished. NASA has decided not to fly tomorrow. They're going to wait until then to decide about a Friday launch attempt. The issue, can they fly as is, or do they need to roll Atlantis back to install a new fuel cell? That could delay the flight for several weeks, something NASA's trying to avoid.
How about a safety seat for children in an airplane you can carry in your pocket?
A device that weighs 1 pound, folds up and fits in a little stuff sack that you can put in your pocket, and performs in the sled tests, the dynamic tests we ran, just as well as a car seat.
That's Louise Stahl. She says her CARES harness simply attaches to the airliner's 20G seat. Beats carting in a chunky car seat, and the FAA has approved it now. You don't hear much about men trying to get into women-only clubs and organizations. It does happen, though. In Lynchburg, Virginia, more than 200 women, students, alumni, and faculty are protesting a plan to allow men into Randolph-Macon Women's College. Board of Trustees plans to vote on that on Saturday. Wall Street, the Dow lost 63 points, NASDAQ off nearly 38 points on the day. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
with Barracuda Network's Spam, Spyware, and IM Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Wouldn't you like to work at the U.S. Mint? I mean, surely you could snag a few crisp hundreds. but maybe not for long.
Despite very tight security at the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, an employee smuggled 21 sheets of $100 bills worth $67,000 out of the Washington, D.C. facility. The worker went to casinos, feeding bills into slot machines, but casino cameras saw there were no serial numbers on the money. FBI agents later found currency sheets rolled up in Christmas wrapping paper in the man's closet.
That's CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis. Scientists say they found some fish in the Potomac River with characteristics both male and female. And in those fish, it's not supposed to happen. So the worry is, if something in the Potomac is doing that to the fish, what's the water doing to the people who drink it? And people do. It is still an open question. They don't know yet what's in the water. It might be so scientifically fascinating. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similazon Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similazon Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similazon is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similazon in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similazon Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/itworks or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
Welcome one and all, Tony Trupiano in on the Peter B. Collins Show. Yes, I am the Tony Trupiano that's running for Congress in Michigan's 11th. And yeah, I am that former radio talk show host. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover. And I've got a great lineup of guests. I want to thank Peter for giving me the opportunity to sit in for him today. Well, hope we'll take some calls here. Toll-free 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. If you want to send email during the show today, the best address for me, tony@thetonyshow.com, tony@thetonyshow.com. Now, why am I taking 3 hours out of my campaign time to sit down with you? Frankly, we've got important work to do in this hour. I saw this as an amazing opportunity to connect with some folks that I've been meaning to talk to and haven't in a while. That would be, of course, the audience. But we're going to get started with my first guest. We don't have a lot of time. We do have a lot to get to. I am blessed to tell you that my first guest has endorsed my candidacy, spent some time here, helped us raise some money. We'll be coming back later this month for myself and Attorney General nominee Amos Williams here in the state of Michigan. But joining me now is former Georgia Senator, former head of the VA, Max Cleland. Max, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again, Tony, and I'm really proud of what you're doing there in the 11th Congressional District of Michigan. You're doing great guns, and people around the country should know that you're making tremendous progress because people are sick and tired of what they see in Washington, and they're sick and tired of staying the course and the course going, taking this country off the cliff. So I'm very proud of you, and just go for it.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I appreciate it. Senator Cleland, let me start with Donald Rumsfeld. Secretary of Defense taking a lot of heat these days. Talk of a non-binding resolution in Congress to ask the president to do something about this nightmare of a defense secretary. Of course, he seemingly doesn't want to do it. Max, you've been very critical of Donald Rumsfeld. Is it time we change the defense secretary in the United States of America?
Well, you know, you really, the buck stops at the top. The buck stops in the Oval Office. Rumsfeld has submitted his resignation before, and President Bush won't accept it. Why? Because Bush won't tolerate any sense in which the Iraq policy has failed. Of course, it has failed, and the Emperor's policy has no close. And he would open up that keg of worms if he accepted Rumsfeld's resignation. Rumsfeld has become the most arrogant Secretary of State made him even more arrogant than Robert F. McNamara during the Vietnam War. He's teed off the generals. He's teed off so many people in the Pentagon that really our country needs their advice on, and he's refused to take it. So he's been a disaster as Secretary of Defense with a disastrous policy in Iraq. However, removing Rumsfeld would only open up this wound, and of course Bush doesn't want to open it up right before this election. You'd have a wide open hearing on any successor, and it'd be a wide open discussion, which we quite frankly need, on the course of the war in Iraq, which is a disaster. So Bush doesn't want to open these can of worms, so they're standing behind Rumsfeld. They're going to tough it out, and basically it's because Bush doesn't want to change. He wants to stay the course. The American people are ready to change the course, and they're going to do so this November.
Well, you know, Max, as you know, I'm not a cut-and-run Democrat. As a matter of fact, I've not yet met a cut-and-run Democrat, but we'll save that. The president has been doing stump speeches lately, politicizing again the war. It's obviously election and re-election time. I don't see it sticking this time, Max. Obviously, in 2004, you were one of the generals on the ground for John Kerry. It may have worked in 04. I don't see it sticking this time. Your thoughts?
Well, the American people are sick and tired of what they're seeing in Washington. They're sick and tired of the culture of corruption. They're sick and tired of seeing a White House official like Scooter Libby indicted for undermining national security. The first time that's happened, one sitting White House official indicted since 1875. And so they're sick and tired of the Abramoff scandal and congressmen taking money under the table. I mean, they're just sick and tired of all this. And they're sick and tired of the president and his minions like Rumsfeld that say that everything's going fine in Iraq and anybody criticizes them is like some neo-Nazi or something. I mean, that's insane. So the American people are going to reject this administration at the polls. You can see it. The Republican candidates out there are running like scalded dogs from Bush, from Rumsfeld, from the war, and they're just trying to denationalize the election. Because, but in the last 4 years, 2000, 2002, 2004, they nationalized the election because Bush had the upper hand. Now Bush is a loser. And the war in Iraq is a losing proposition, and Republicans are running from it. And they're running from Rumsfeld as well.
Well, but, you know, it didn't work with Jack Murtha. It's not going to work with most people that are running on with a clear vision, Max Cleland, of what this country means to us. I'm offended when people tell me I'm not a patriot. I have a son that served in our United States Navy. As you know, Max, when you were here to visit me some months back, they just opened up a new veteran service center in the city of Detroit, a beautiful service center. But we're not doing enough for our vets, Max. And at some point, and we've only got a couple minutes, but at some point, these men and women are going to come home. What the hell are we going to do with them then, Max?
Well, we've created over a million Iraq and Afghan veterans that are going to be coming home. Many of them, National Guard and Reserves. And they will be coming home, not necessarily to a military base. They'll be coming home. And we need to take the Veterans Administration to every community in America, especially with counseling, readjustment counseling, and helping these young men and women who have been through hell reorient their lives so they can pick up their lives and move on in a very positive way. That's what the VA is all about. Unfortunately, this administration chooses to spend $8 billion a month in Iraq and underfund the VA by $1 billion annually. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. And so these Republicans that have voted to undercut the VA, at the same time they say support the troops, they're going to get their comeuppance this election cycle.
Well, you know, Max, it absolutely amazes me as I had you here. I saw the way people react when you're around. There was a man here that served in the same infantry unit that you did. And as you travel the country, Max, and we'll close with this question, are you finding that more and more vets are just sick and tired of the disrespect that this president has forced upon their service?
Yes. They're sick and tired of his president. They know that Bush didn't even flesh out a full term in the Alabama Guard. They know that Dick Cheney led the nation in draft deferments because he said he had something better to do. I mean, they're sick and tired of the chicken hawks in the White House and in the Congress that never go to war themselves, never wear the uniform, but then send others to war and then don't take care of them, especially on the battlefield with a strategy to win, which this administration doesn't have, or a strategy to get out, which this administration doesn't have, or underfund the VA, which this administration is doing. And the American people are sick and tired of this. They're seeing through it. As Lincoln said, you can fool all the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time.
Osama bin Forgotten, one of your favorite things to say. Still forgotten. It sounds like he's got safe haven now. We've really failed, haven't we?
This administration cut and ran from Osama bin Laden. He was the guy that planned and put together the attack September the 11th. And we're coming up on 5 years from that. And this administration has cut and run from Osama bin Laden. And we're the laughingstock of the world. We've also created this war in Iraq that has made us the number one recruiting tool for al-Qaeda. I said on CNN yesterday, it's al-Qaeda, stupid. That's the enemy. That's what we got to go after. We got to go after Osama bin Laden and his terrorist cadre and kill or capture them. That's why we got to redeploy out of Iraq, recover our troops back to America, especially our Guard and Reserve, and refocus our energies militarily on killing or capturing Osama bin Laden and his terrorist cadre. It is Osama bin Forgotten by this president and by Rumsfeld and by Dick Cheney, and it's a tragedy that our nation is having to live with.
Max, you're still my favorite American, and I love you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, my brother. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Max, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Senator Max Cleland, obviously not going to hold back anything, and he didn't. This administration has failed on the war in Iraq. It's failed us on the domestic front. It's probably failed us. You know, I made a joke on a radio show recently that the only thing this president did in the last 5 or 6 years that I actually approved of is he signed some legislation that allows us a free copy of our credit report every year. Beyond that, I'm finding it hard to find anything he and this Republican Congress has done right. I'm Tony Trupiano, sitting in for Peter B. Collins on this glorious day. Hope you're enjoying the show. You'll want to join us. The number 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. We are going to take a very quick break here. You know, we've got a little open line time left to the bottom of the hour. We've got a lot of great guests to bring with you, bring to you today. Some of them are, frankly, folks from when I was doing my show. It gives me a chance to chat with them again, do a little catching up. Again, I'm Tony Trupiano. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.com. That's tony@thetonyshow.com. Love to take email as well. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we got much more to get to. Give us a call now, 888-573-8372. That's 888-5-PETER-B. I'm Tony Trupiano on the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll be back right after we take this quick break.
You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hello? Hello?
What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box.
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. This week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate, learn about Austin, Texas with real estate expert Ken Renner. Check him out at buyaustin.com or call him at 512-423-5626. That's this week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Sunday mornings at 10 right here on KRXA.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Welcome back. 21 minutes after the hour. Tony Trupiano with you today on the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter is off to Camp Democracy. He'll be broadcasting from there tomorrow and I believe as well on Friday. And he'll be sitting in for Tom Hartman as well. Peter will be worldwide. You'll want to check that out. Again, if you want to join us, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Before we go to the phones, I want to let you know at the bottom of the hour, Tim Goodrich will be with us for Iraq Vets for Progress. Looking forward to talking to Tim. An interesting group. Spend some time on their website. If you want to check it out before the bottom of the hour, IraqVetsForProgress.org. Again, the number 888-573-8372. Let's welcome Howard in Carmel. Hey, Howard, how you doing today?
Fine, thank you, Tony. I love what you're talking about.
Thank you.
I got a comment, and I got a question that you can answer on the air for me. The comment is that I think it's the height of hypocrisy for Bush to liken Bin Laden to Hitler without mentioning that the source of his family fortune came from his grandfather financing Hitler and the Nazi Party.
I remember this was probably early 2003, Howard. I was doing a show at the time on another network, and, you know, I did this story. I actually, you know, got very involved in this story. There was, you know, Prescott Bush and all of his different financial dealings. You know, people just didn't care. They didn't seem to care.
Well, just wait 1 second. And then Bin Laden was financed by Bush's father's CIA.
Absolutely. Right?
So that's where they have their similarity, is that they were both financed and grown by the Bush family.
Well, I mean, it's beyond hypocritical. I would think it's, I don't even know what word we would use, Howard, but it seems to me that you know, when we play the connect the dot game, and listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not sitting here saying, listen, 9/11 happened because of this, that, and the other. But
well,
what I am saying
is, public record. This is not conspiracy theory.
You're
it's
right. It
record.
Is a matter of public record, Howard. Number one, and number two, why is nobody asking these questions in the press room. I mean, you know, we thought it was a big deal the other night when, Brian Williams says to him, you know, he's talking to the president about Katrina, and he says to him, Howard, well, you know, listen, can a man of privilege really understand what's going on? And people got all turned on by that. That's not a tough question to ask.
Really? And then I have another question, Tony, that could you address, please, the possibility that if things look really, really bad in the middle or end of October, that's only in a few weeks, for the Republicans, and they are looking really, really bad, and they're getting worse.
Yes, they are.
That Bush might gin up a couple of more terrorist attacks, maybe a nuclear one, and then declare a state of emergency and cancel the election.
Well, you know, and of course, legally, Howard, he can do that. I don't see that scenario
playing
out.
Legally, he can't do a lot of things, but he does them anyway.
Well, I understand, but he can legally call off an election if the country is in a state of chaos or crisis. I mean, he can legally do that.
And if
I don't see that happening.
That much as he generated so much other stuff. You know, it's quite possible. And Condoleezza Rice, in a recent speech, apparently referred to the possibility 7 times in one speech that terrorists were looking to disrupt the American elections. So,
well,
I mean, it looks like
familiar.
They're floating the possibility.
Howard, it sounds eerily similar to what they were saying in 2004. I'm not buying that they're going to try to stave off the election. Howard, I appreciate your call. The number here again on the Peter B. Collins Show, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Let's go to my gal, Alice in Humboldt. Alice, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Tony Truppiano.
Okay.
How are you, Alice?
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Alice.
Hi. You may recall that on your last day with the Tony Show, you said, and Alice, you will have the honor of being the last caller ever on the Tony Show.
And you were.
And I was, and I miss you.
Oh, that's very nice, Alice.
But Congress needs you so much, Tony.
Well, Alice, thank you, and we're working very hard. You know, Alice, I went off the air. It'll be a year at the end of this month, if you can believe it already.
Oh, you're going to be on till the end of this month?
No, just I'm just sitting in today, Alice.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, you know, a campaign keeps you very, very busy.
Oh,
I have an amazing schedule. I've got a great staff of people. And, Alice, we're positioning ourselves properly. We're doing this the old-fashioned way. We've built a ground operation really from the dirt up. And this is a grassroots campaign that I'd put against anyone in the country.
Are you going to clean up the election?
We certainly need election reform. We need campaign finance reform. We need all kinds of reform. But the first kind of reform, Alice, we need is Republican reform.
Yeah,
we just need
to
get rid of them. We need to start over.
Yeah, well, we'll help you all we can.
Well, I do appreciate that, Alice. Thanks so much. Tell Dave
and
I said hello.
And a lot of good guts will go on your way, too, Tony.
Well, thank you, Alice. I truly do appreciate that. Alice was a regular caller to my show, and I appreciate her taking the time. As we get ready to approach the bottom of the hour break here, let me just remind you what's at stake come November. Do I really need to do that? You know, when I was on with Peter a couple of weeks back, I talked very definitively, and we're going to talk to a lot of people this afternoon about the very idea that Democrats still don't get it. And I'm still concerned. I mean, and there are going to be certain pockets of the country where the mother's milk of politics, money, will elect some Democrats. I would suggest that I don't know that we're electing the right kind of Democrats if it's just about the money. I've been inside the belly of the beast, and I can definitively tell you there is not only nothing easy about the process of running for any office, it is downright humbling and to my very core. I have never done anything in my life that has been this challenging, at the same time been so empowering. A little later on, as we have more time, I'd love to tell you a story as I've been knocking doors about a woman I met. I've met lots of people on the campaign trail, but there's a particular woman, and if I have time, I'll tell you, because her story's just amazing. Tim Goodrich on the other side on the Peter B. Collins Show. He again with Iraq Vets for Progress. I'm Tony Truppiano sitting in for Peter B. He's on his way to Washington, D.C. to do Camp Democracy. And we'll get to more on that on the other side. This is Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Tired of that dreaded drive into town for fresh quality produce? The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village has the perfect solution to your problem. Owners Ed Drobnik and Don Bikey have over 50 years of combined experience in the produce business and are passing the substantial savings on to their customers. The Produce Barn offers a wide selection of conventional and certified organic seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. We also carry a fine selection of specialty candies and snacks, exquisite gourmet gift items, and feature Freedom Meats, savory sausages, bacon, and marinated fresh meats. Heck, we even throw in free recipes. So, whether you're a restaurant, lodge, home chef, or treasured village visitor, stop by the Produce Barn at 13750A Center Street in the Center Street Plaza, behind Wells Fargo, and right next to the Chatterbox. We're open 7 days a week.
The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village, 659-5916. That's 659-5916. The Produce Barn.
Do you have a living trust? Lawyers on Duty is offering a living trust package for just $995. If you're single, only $895. Give your loved ones the safety net by saving them thousands of dollars by avoiding cumbersome legal proceedings. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available and affordable. With over 1,000 living trusts completed locally, they'll work with you to avoid costly probate. Behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, downtown Monterey. Lawyers on Duty, 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Childhood Matters, the show for parents and everyone who cares about our kids.
The doctors are in. If you're wondering how to keep your kids healthy this school year, tune into Childhood Matters on Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Nurse Rona, and my guests, Dr. Steve Harris and Dr. Lauren Fader, will answer your questions with conventional and alternative wisdom.
Childhood Matters, this Sunday morning at 9 on KRXA 540.
Tom Hartman.
The Bushies just don't get it. They think that the only way that you can get somebody to think the way that they think, or the way that we think, the only way you can get someone to like America is to kill somebody. I mean, that's George Bush's strategy. If things aren't going well, kill somebody. Yeah, and if you can't kill them, then build a fence.
It's the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm sorry, the world isn't that way. And, in fact, you want to see where the Republicans want to take us? Just look at where we were in 1890. Look at where, you know, look at Victorian England.
Tom Hartman. Weekday mornings, 10 to noon on KRXA 540.
It is 33 minutes after the hour. Tony Trupiano in on the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter on his way to Washington, D.C. as we speak. He'll be at Camp Democracy the next couple of days. Do some work with for Tom Hartman as well. You'll wanna stay tuned. Peter's just an excellent host. Absolutely no question about it. I am Tony Trupiano. For those of you that don't know me, I am a former talk show host, a current candidate for Congress in Michigan's 11th Congressional District. Ah, what the heck. The congressional website, Tony4Congress2006.com. But if you want to send me an email during the show today, Tony@thetonyshow.com. I guess, you know, it's kind of like all that other things. You're never a former radio show host. I've always said you need a 12-step program to get out of radio. I'm not ready for it. Take my voice to Capitol Hill, no question. You know, I'd set this up a little earlier in the hour, and let me again remind you the phone number if you want to join us in this half hour. 888-5-PETER-B, that's 888-573-8372. And you are more than welcome to join us. But we're going to talk right now to Tim Goodrich. Tim is one of the executive board members of Iraq Vets for Progress. And I gave you the URL earlier, IraqVetsForProgress.org, IraqVetsForProgress.org. Tim, initially from Buffalo, New York, was deployed to the Middle East several times during his enlistment. He's obviously has a witness eye view of what's happened and obviously is not happy about what's happened. What I found fascinating beyond their board of directors, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the interview, is they have objectives. If you go to their website, I want you to read those objectives, and we're going to walk through some of those as time allows in this half hour. But let me welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, Tim Goodrich. Tim, a pleasure to have you on today.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. All right. Now, I want to read, Tim, I just want to very quickly read the six objectives you have on the front of the website, and then we'll talk a little bit. Number one is build no permanent bases in Iraq. Number two, replace Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Number three, renounce the practice of preemptive war. Number four, ensure veterans get the benefits they deserve. Number five, military intervention is only used as a last resort. And number six, bring the troops home. Before we walk through some of these, Tim, tell me a little bit about Iraq Vets for Progress and why you got involved.
Well, we just launched last week, and it originally started, this idea I had earlier this year. I worked on a congressional campaign against a pro-war Democrat out here in California. I won't mention any names here just to keep it friendly, but after that, combined with my previous political experience, I had been drifting towards politics and realizing that that this is really a passion of mine. So when this campaign finished, needless to say, we didn't win the primaries. But afterwards, I decided to do next the two things that matter the most to me, and that's one, politics, and two, ending this war. So I combined those two and started Iraq Veterans for Progress. Like I said, we just launched last week, and we're off to a great start, and we're really hoping to elect some real star candidates in November that want to bring our troops home and have a view of foreign
policy. To see my endorsement questionnaire in the next day or two, Tim. I'm telling you that right now. You know, Tim, I'm going to just tell you right now. I have fought. I left my career a year ago to change the face of this country, and I don't stop until November 7th. And I will do whatever it takes to get elected. I'm sickened by what this country has been put through. There's no question about that. I want to go back to those six objectives for just a moment. You know, certainly there are going to be your critics that are going to say, okay, well, you know, no matter where you start with your six objectives, your six priorities, it just doesn't fit reality. Well, you and I, of course, Tim, would never agree with that. So let's educate people a bit today. Let's take an opportunity to empower people with some new truths. Number one, build no permanent bases in Iraq. Well, most would say, because they don't pay attention, Tim, we're not building permanent bases in Iraq. You would say?
Well, I would say there's actually 14 permanent bases in Iraq right now. These are bases that have Burger Kings, they have bowling alleys, and that stuff is actually good because the troops need a morale booster every now and then. But we do need to make it clear to the Iraqis that we don't intend to have a permanent presence in Iraq, because that is, in effect, what's fueling the resistance movement over there.
So, no permanent bases in Iraq. Now, you say, we already have 14. I, of course, knew that. Are you saying no new bases? What are we suggesting here?
No permanent U.S. military presence in Iraq after we leave. Because,
okay,
like I said, this is fueling the resistance. The Iraqis are no strangers to an occupation of their country, having been through it multiple times before, especially with the British earlier last century. and they really don't want U.S. military troops in their country anymore. Even a British military poll conducted of ordinary Iraqi citizens showed that 90% of them want the U.S. troops to leave as soon as possible and to not stick around. And when you put it in our terms, look at you and me. Would we be very comfortable having an Iraqi bases peppered throughout the United States? I don't think so.
I can promise you I would not like that. I can, Tim, I'm telling you, there's no way that I would go for that. All right, so that's number one. Number two, and, you know, this is news today because, you know, there's a no-confidence vote that supposedly is going to happen. I don't know if it happened today or not, but there was certainly some talk about the no-confidence vote on Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Just a half an hour ago, sitting where you're sitting right now, Tim Goodrich, Max Cleland was with us, told us about how he felt about the President and the Secretary of Defense. I would agree that it's time to replace the Secretary of Defense. It's not going to happen.
Well, one can hope. I was actually on the phone with Senator Boscher's office earlier today, and apparently Senator Frist is trying to block the vote from coming to the floor, saying it doesn't have anything to do with the amendment it's attached to. Well, when you're voting anything defense-related, I think it definitely has something to do with our Secretary of Defense, who has so miserably failed us in Iraq, and his short-sightedness and trying to get things done on the cheap has led to the unnecessary deaths of our troops.
All right. Well, so, you know, let's talk for a moment, and I don't think we're fantasizing because I do believe this is going to happen. Let's say we turn the House and we turn the Senate in 62 days. Is one of the priorities of the Senate, must one of the priorities of Congress to be deal with Donald Rumsfeld and the strategy in Iraq?
Absolutely. For democracy to flourish, accountability must be at the forefront. And that's why we have a system of checks and balances established between the three branches of government. And as you've seen over the last 2 years, when one party has control of all three branches of government, things have tended to run away and get to the fringe and get a bit extreme. And having people in charge like Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who don't necessarily have the experience they need, or even if they do have the experience, if they have failed in their job, we still need to have that accountability and call for the replacement. It's essential to checks and balances in our democratic system.
Gee, accountability. Everybody, please go read my campaign website. Number three, renounce the practice of preemptive war. Now, Tim Goodrich, I have to tell you, and as you know, as a candidate, I've filled out more questionnaires and surveys than you can shake a stick at. That's a question that I got in a lot of the military-related questionnaires or surveys. Would you renounce the practice of preemptive war? My opinion, Tim Goodrich, is we should not have a policy of preemptive war. You know, I still think, and I go back to those days where, I don't know, reasonable people actually governed this country, where there was hearty debate, that we were thoroughly vetting all the information we had before any decision was ever made to put somebody in harm's way. Am I just waxing nostalgic, or, you know, have we forgotten that?
Well, you know, this renouncing the practice of preemptive war goes hand in hand with use of diplomacy. And when we as soldiers sign on the dotted line to possibly give our lives for our country, the only thing we ask is that if we're going to go and take that risk for our country, that it be for a darn good reason. And obviously Iraq is not a good reason. It was a preemptive war. And, well, what really turned me against the war in the first place was when George Bush was saying that we ought to use diplomacy back in fall of 2002, the bombing escalated while I was deployed to the Middle East. And I saw that live with my own two eyes. So overall, just preemptive war, it's not a good policy. It's not in line with the values of the United States and how we were established several hundred years ago. I don't think our founding fathers would very much appreciate this new policy that has been put in place by the Bush administration.
Well, and Tim, I think you'll recall, I certainly recalled late 1999, President Bush is giving, at that time, Candidate Bush, giving a major speech where he denounces nation building. He denounces preemptive strikes. He talks actually about Iraq and, you know how it is a country we need to take a look at, but he never suggests anything but trying to diplomatically find solutions. As a matter of fact, we'll recall in vivid color how he kept on telling us that he builds bridges, that as governor of Texas, blah, 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 blah. All that ended up being untrue as it applies to being the president of the United States. As we look at the concept, the idea of preemptive war, we could actually, if we applied the Bush doctrine to every hot spot we have in the country right now, we should actually be at war with 3, 4, 5 different countries, shouldn't we, Tim?
That's absolutely right. We'd be at war with North Korea. We'd be at war with so many different countries, China, all these countries that actually do have repressive systems of government installed in there. For example, in China, the internet is censored over there. That's not very democratic to me. There's still public executions in some of these countries that we fully support. But we still support them, and we have to stop this practice of not only preemptive war, but picking and choosing who we're going to be friends with based on short-term gains for the United States. Because
all right, I got to ask. We got to get to the break here in just a minute. Before we do that, let me remind everybody, my guest is Tim Goodrich. He's the executive director of Iraq Vets for Progress. That's IraqVetsForProgress.org. Just want to tease this a little bit. We've got the other three to get to after the break. We've got Steve and Salinas on the phone in just a moment after the break. How the hell did you get this board of directors that you have, Tim? I mean, you've done an exceptional job.
Well, thank you. When you protest the war from the beginning, even when you're still active duty, you come into contact with some fairly high profile people. And I'm glad to have the advisory board that I do have. They're a great team, and we're all working to do what's right, and that's make sure that America is safer through a good foreign policy and to bring our troops home.
All right. Well, we've got more to get to. Again, the website address is IraqVetsForProgress.org, IraqVetsForProgress.org. Tim Goodrich, their executive director, my guest. Allen Show. I'm Tony Trupiano. Let us take a quick break here if you want to join us like Steve did, and we'll get to him just after the break. You can call us toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. I'm Tony Trupiano on the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is Hans Down, the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Palacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th and San Carlos, or the just renovated Del Monte Center in Monterey. Thinker Toys is open daily.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Would you like to be part of a conversation that might not only inspire your golf game, but have you thinking differently about sports, about learning, and about performance? Join golf pro and best-selling author Fred Shoemaker on KRXA 540 Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for Extraordinary Golf, some uncommon conversations about golf, and maybe even a little beyond golf. Extraordinary Golf, Saturday mornings on KRXA 540 at 8 a.m.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the Peter V. Collins Show. I am Tony Truppiano. Sitting in for Peter today is on his way to Camp Democracy in Washington, D.C. He'll be bringing all that to you live the next couple of days. Again, if you want to join us here live on the air, 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. Remind you, my guest, Executive Director of Iraq Veterans for Progress, Tim Goodrich, is on the other end. Tim, we've got a call. We're going to go to the phones. I promise we'll get to these other three. We're going to use our time wisely. But let me welcome Steve in Salinas, California. Steve, a pleasure to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Tony Truppiano. What's on your mind?
Okay, thank you. I just caught the last few minutes. I'm not sure if this is really relevant to what you're talking about or not. But one thing I would like to see the Democrats do, if they can take back one of the houses, is demand a thorough investigation into what happened before 9/11, because that was supposed to have happened and it hasn't happened, and who knew what and did what, and also before going into Iraq, before, what, 3-19-03. Got to know who knew what and who did what.
Well, that goes back to, Stephen, I appreciate your comments. You know, Tim, that goes back to the word that you use, that I use all the time, accountability. We need accountability.
That's right. It's absolutely essential for democracy to flourish in the United States. And this administration does not understand that. And we're going to help elect people who do understand that so that we can get back on track and do what's right for the United States.
No, there's no question about that. Again, I want to make sure we get to the other three points. Yet again, I told you I had Max Cleland on earlier in the hour. No one has been more vocal about military, about ensuring that veterans get their benefits that they not only deserve. Tim, let's remind people the benefits they've been promised that they don't get. This is one issue for me, Tim, that with a Republican-controlled Congress, we will never see vets get what's coming to them. We just never will.
And you're right. And unfortunately, even in democratically controlled Congress, a lot of times the veterans don't get what they deserve. We're dedicated to electing people who swear that they're going to fully fund the Veterans Administration, make sure that veterans get the benefits they deserve. Because right now these veterans are returning, and I'll tell you what, we have almost 20,000 wounded in action over in Iraq, and another 20,000 on top of that that were non-combat related woundings over there. So we have 40,000 coming back with physical wounds. And then studies have shown that one in three returning veterans have already sought mental health care. Post-traumatic stress disorder is going to be addressed, this very serious problem that the United States is going to face in the coming years.
No, there's no question about that, and we will have thousands of people coming home. We need to ask ourselves the question, what will they come home to? And Tim, as we know, some of them are not going to come home to jobs. They've already lost their jobs. And it's not just that they've been replaced. A lot of businesses have closed since we have forced these men and women back into military service. Number five.
It's funny, before you go on, Tony, it's funny that you mentioned the veterans losing their jobs. One of the main goals of Iraq Veterans for Progress is to send unemployed veterans to work on these campaigns around the country. Because not only is that media worthy, but you're also getting this veteran some critical experience in this political job field here that they can add to their resume and use later on down the road, besides doing a good thing and supporting good candidates.
Now, I would agree with that. I certainly have my fair share of military vets serving on my campaign right now, and I wouldn't do it without them. They're great people. Again, for the sake of time, number five, military intervention is only used as the last resort. All right, Tim, it's about you.
This is very similar to what we touched base on before. When somebody signs on the dotted line to give their life for the country, it better be for a good reason. And nothing is going to upset veterans more than being sent into a war zone for no good reason, especially with no clearly defined mission. If we had done this right in Iraq and used diplomacy, even if there was a real threat, and we had used diplomacy in the first place, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now.
All right, number six. And, you know, this has been one of great controversy, and we can talk about what the controversy might be. But number six, of course, in your objectives at Iraq Veterans for Progress, bring the troops home. And you've got a plan here.
I do. We do. And a lot of veterans do. A lot of veterans vary on what the plan should be to bring our troops home. Some say we should set a timeline. Some say we should bring them home immediately. But in the end, what we need is change. Because right now the Bush administration, and some have called this stay and pray, or pray and stay, I'm sorry. What right now what the Bush administration is doing is placing our troops in harm's way in the middle of a war zone, and some would even say a civil war in Iraq. And there's no clearly defined exit strategy. If we don't ever set a timeline, we could be there for 10 years just like Vietnam was. And there are some interesting parallels. More troops could be sent over to stand up the Iraqi forces. But in the end, on this current course, we're destined to fail. Something needs to change.
You know, one of the questions that I've repeatedly asked, and nobody's been able to answer it, and I not that you're not a smart guy, I'm going to ask you the question, but I wouldn't expect you to have an answer to it. We've been told that we're going to stay in Iraq until we've completed our mission. What's our mission? I don't understand. No one's ever defined to me what our mission is. What is our mission in Iraq?
That's an excellent question. Right now the administration is saying that we need to stay there in order to stand up Iraqi forces. But in reality, and I know this firsthand because of the contact I'm in with returning vets and veterans that are over in Iraq right now, they're telling me that they don't know what the mission is. They're just fighting to stay alive and protect their buddies from day to day and hope that they get home at the end of their tour.
You know, I had an interesting conversation, Tim Goodrich, with a young man, just got back from Iraq 2 weeks ago. And, you know, he was redeployed, and, you know, he said, well, I didn't have to go. And I thought this was really interesting. He said, I could have opted out. But the thought of leaving my friends there without me just ate me alive. Now, this summer did its trick. He's been there four times now. He's had enough. He is done. Obviously, he's praying for his pals every single day. But there are a lot of guys and a lot of gals that are very committed to their colleagues, not to the mission.
That's right. That's an honorable thing. That's one of the best things that the military teaches you, is to be there in time of need, be there when your buddies need you the most. And that's in many cases one of the primary reasons for these guys returning. Not so much that they believe in the cause or believe in the war, but they just want to be able to be there and look out for their buddies, and they don't want to feel like they're turning their backs on them.
No, that's absolutely true. Just want to very quickly mention before we run out of time here in the hour, Ann Wright, Daniel Ellsberg, Howard Zinn, and others on your executive board. Again, bravo for attracting such a star-studded list of people.
Well, thank you very much. And I expect to be hearing from you soon, Tony. And I hope all the listeners out here can visit our website at IraqVetsForProgress.org and make as large a donation as they can to help us and get our message out there and make the general public realize that Iraq Vets want to change the current course and that we want to help elect candidates that are going to do that.
Absolutely. Let me ask you very quickly. We're really just about out of time, but you know there are a lot of vets organizations out there, a lot of anti-Iraq organizations out there, a lot of former military organizations out there. Why'd you do your own?
Why did I do my own? Because right now we are the only Iraq Veterans Political Action Committee that is calling to bring the troops home. There are other political action committees out there, one in particular that's made of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. But what I found is that the stance is not always necessarily where we feel it should be in calling to bring the troops home.
Good for you. Good for you, Tim. Tim Goodrich again with us for Iraq Veterans for Progress. And again, you're going to find them online at IraqVetsForProgress.org. IraqVetsForProgress.org. I would imagine you're going to see a substantial bump in contributions and visitors. And, Tim, best of luck to you.
You too. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Tim Goodrich once again. We're going to need to take a break here for the top of the hour. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Let me tell you what we've got in the next hour. Judd Legum will be with us from the Center for American Progress. You know, I know you've heard that ABC's got this new docudrama that they're going to be running on 9/11. Well, it's being highly and heavily criticized all over the country. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and the war on terror. We'll also visit a little bit with Larissa Alexandrovna, no stranger to this audience, from Raw Story crooksandcrooks.com. And we're going to pair her today with John Amato from one of my favorite websites, crooksandliars.com. A little bit later on, Tim Carpenter with Progressive Democrats of America will be with us. Again, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. If you want to send an email, and I appreciate those of you that are doing that, Tony at the TonyShow.com, the campaign website, TonyForCongress2006.com. Check it out. We'll take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be back on the Peter B. Collins Show after this.
I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
A policy change and a revelation.
We hear President Bush offer details of the CIA interrogation of the top terrorist suspects in U.S. custody. I'm Mark Knoller at the White House.
The cancer death rate keeps falling.
This is very good news.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Bowing to the Supreme Court, the Bush administration has changed course in its handling of suspected foreign terrorists. CBS News correspondent Mark Knoller begins our coverage.
5 days before the 9/11 anniversary, President Bush announced that the alleged mastermind of the attacks was one of 14 terrorist suspects released from CIA detention and imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay so they can be put on trial.
Those charged with crimes will be given access to attorneys who will help them prepare their defense, and they will be presumed innocent.
Mr. Bush offered unprecedented details about the CIA program of interrogating terrorist suspects at secret camps overseas. He said it has produced intelligence that helped foil terror plots and saved lives. He insisted no torture is used, but called on Congress to quickly authorize the program and the interrogation techniques it employs. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
Correspondent Jim Stewart reports the suspects were secretly flown to Guantanamo on Labor Day and placed in cells away from other inmates.
The 14 include the brain trust of the 9/11 plot, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man who picked the pilots and targets, Ramzi Ben Al-Shib, the contact who paid them, and Abu Zubaydah, the equivalent of admissions director for Al-Qaeda's training camps. The group is also responsible for the twin attacks on the U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998 and the suicide boat attack on the USS Cole in 2000.
In an exclusive interview today, correspondent Katie Couric asked President Bush about the decision to transfer the suspects now.
Is this a tacit acknowledgement at all, Mr. President, that the way these detainees were handled early on was wrong?
No, it's not at all. It's a tacit acknowledgement that we're doing smart things to get information to protect the American people. I've said to the people, we don't torture, and we don't.
Now this.
That first cup of coffee in the morning.
A bear hug from one of my kids.
Simple wonders are the little things in life that make a big difference.
Another simple wonder is Bayer aspirin. It's amazing on pain.
And it can help save lives.
Tell Bayer aspirin your simple wonder. Plus enter for a chance to win up to $10,000. Just go to wonderdrug.com and your little wonders might just pay off big. No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry information, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 10/31/06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Cancer deaths are in decline. A report out today says that between 1993 and 2003, overall death rates from cancer among men fell by 1.6% annually. For women, the rate of decline was 0.8%. There is one exception, says lead author Dr. Holly Howe.
The worst one, I would say, would be the thyroid cancer. It is not a real common cancer, so it's not one of the top 10 cancers, common cancers, but we have seen an alarming increase in the last 10 years.
That may be due to better diagnosis. An official at the American Cancer Society credits the overall decline to less smoking, earlier detection, and better treatment. General Motors has been losing sales to Japanese automakers with a better reputation for quality. Today, GM Chairman Rick Wagoner tried to meet the competition head-on by offering a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty on 2007 models.
The new warranty applies to every nameplate, to all 8 GM divisional brands, to every GM passenger car and truck.
There's no deductible, and the warranty is transferable. 5 years after 9/11, a CBS News New York Times poll finds Americans divided on whether the country is prepared for another terrorist onslaught.
Only 14% of respondents said they feel safer now than before the 9/11 attacks.
I still think that we are at as great a risk as we were 5 years ago.
Most Americans polled feel that way. Fewer Americans think of the attacks every day, but they still influence our behavior. We're flying less or feeling nervous.
I guess I pay attention more to what's going on around me. I look at people.
Americans are more pessimistic about the war on terrorism. 21% think the terrorists are winning. Cammie McCormick, CBS News. New York.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
It's a never-ending necessity for more and more office space.
For retail leases, I hand you, it's almost a book.
50 pages of legalese.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Calling the realtor should be the first thing you do.
When he got here, I could see he was wearing that realtor pin.
That's the guy to talk to.
Buying or leasing a commercial property? Let someone with expertise and experience be your partner. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Really helped me take my business where I wanted it to go.
A message from your local, state, and national Realtor Association.
And welcome, Tony Trupiano with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter on his way to Washington, D.C., which is where our next guest is sitting as we speak. He'll be attending Camp Democracy tomorrow and Friday. Peter was nice enough to ask me to sit in. I am Tony Trupiano. Was a guest on Peter's show a couple weeks ago. Was honored that he asked me to fill in for him today. Yes, I am running for the United States Congress here in Michigan's 11th Congressional District. I'm proudly doing that, working very hard, having a good time, for the most part, having a good time. Although I do miss my days on the radio, and so it's nice every now and then when somebody asks me to do this, and we can fit it into what is now a very hectic schedule, we absolutely do it, and pleasure to do it. The email address, if you want to join us, by the way, via email, tony@thetonyshow.com, tony@thetonyshow.com. Happy to take some email comments that way. And, of course, if you want to join us, the toll-free number here on the Peter B. Collins Show, 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. Let me turn to my next guest now. Joining us now is the editor of the Progress Report from the Center for American Progress. You can find them online at progressreport.org. Judd Luggum, it is a pleasure, Mr. Editor, to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Good to talk to you.
Gee, Judd, it's like we've done this before.
Yep.
Many, many times. All right, I know that this was brief. I know Peter briefly touched on this on his show yesterday, but Judd, there's a mini-series, or docudrama, whatever the hell they're calling it these days, on ABC Now, I got to tell you, the news started with, you know, they were going to go limited commercial interruption, and then they announced they were going no commercials. That's not the controversy that you and I are going to talk about today. I don't think you could care less about how many commercials they have.
Yeah.
There are some real issues with this documentary or miniseries.
Yeah, I mean, well, the problem is it was written by a guy who's a real, is a vowed conservative, and this movie, and I've had a chance to see it, is really an effort to pin the blame on the Bush, on the Clinton administration, rather, for 9/11. And the way it accomplishes that, you know, that might be legitimate if you were actually to set out some facts that establish it. But the way it accomplishes it is by creating scenes that never happened. In fact, most of the time the opposite happened. And presenting those as part of what they're billing as a factual retelling based on the 9/11 Commission report.
So I guess that's really what's at issue. Are they portraying this miniseries as an accurate portrayal? And, you know, let me remind people, the title of this miniseries is called The Path to 9/11. So we're led to believe that this is a truthful accounting of what led up to 9/11, correct?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying this is based on the 9/11 Commission report, which I think, you know, probably there's a lot of difficult issues to work through, but probably by most accounts is the most authoritative source on what happened.
All right, you know, and so I certainly understand the problem, but, you know, so here we go, Judd. I guess I'm, you know, what I'm really quickly looking for is when this is supposed to air. Is it supposed to air starting Monday?
Yes, it's supposed to air on Sunday and Monday. It's a 5-hour film, 3 hours on Sunday, 2 hours on Monday.
All right, now, so we've got this, what ABC is calling a historic docudrama or docu-air broadcast, and what makes it historic all of a sudden, Judd? You know, I part of the problem, and I've read what some of the people are having problems with. You know, again, you're telling us that it's going to be mischaracterized. Part of the challenge here is people are going to watch that. And the other thing that bothers me, and we'll get to this in a moment, is that they're actually, ABC actually sent materials into schools all over the country, Judd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my understanding that those materials that are supposed to be quote-unquote learning aids aren't accurate.
Well, that's right. I mean, they have a lot of misinformation about what's going on in Afghanistan right now, what's going on in Iraq. And, of course, the major problem is that they're encouraging students to look to the 9/11 Commission, or look to this film as the basis for understanding 9/11. And I think that sort of shows why they're not being truthful about what they're intending to do. On the one hand, they're saying, don't worry about these scenes that never happened. This is just entertainment. On the other hand, they're shipping it off to schools and saying, here's how kids should learn about what really happened.
So what would we, Judd Luggum, what would we like to see happen now? This is going to air in just a few short days. Certainly September 11th has its very fresh in my mind, as I'm sure it is yours. It certainly is one of those dates where we say, where were you when? So in the next few days, is there anything that happens that changes ABC's mind, or is this a done deal?
Well, I don't know. I'm not inside their heads, but what I think is two things. One, people need to let ABC know how they feel about this and how something like this happening. And so even if they don't do anything, as many people as possible know what this film is about before it airs. So we've had about 30,000 people send emails to ABC already. We only started, you know, kind of this effort really just a little over 24 hours ago. And so the response has been incredible. And I think, you know, I don't have a ton of hope, but you could always, you know, I think there's always some hope that they're reasonable and they could take out some of these scenes that never happened and let people form their views about who's to blame based on the facts.
Again, my guest is Judd Luggum. He is the editor of the Progress Report. Again, you can find that online at progressreport.org. You know, Judd, as we, you know, and I know one of the more controversial scenes involves the characterization of Sandy Berger and Bill Clinton, and there's some kind of dialogue where there's an operative that has bin Laden in his sights, and then it supposedly the scene ends without there really being any kind of action, but it suggests that the Clinton administration is responsible for 9/11.
That's right. I mean, basically what they're saying is they had a chance at bin Laden. They had CIA agents and Northern Alliance people on the ground. Bin Laden was at the end of the barrel of their gun, and Sandy Berger and Bill Clinton and Madeleine Albright said, no, we don't have the authority to do it. Which would be a really tremendous thing, a very important thing if it happened, but it never happened. And the interesting thing is that Richard Clark, who is really portrayed as the hero of this film, is portrayed more positively than pretty much anybody else in there, has been outspoken about this scene and said, look, it's 180 degrees different than what happened. It never happened, and what really happened, which is the Clinton administration authorized the CIA to go get bin Laden, is the exact opposite.
Yeah, and again, there lies the fundamental point that you brought up just a few moments ago, that they're sending this off into schools, into elementary and middle schools. I mean, they're sending this off in high schools as gospel. I mean, they're pitching this as gospel. Yeah, maybe there will be that disclaimer that, you know, facts have been changed to suit the blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. You know, the one thing, Judd Legum, you and I know to be sure, you and I have done hundreds of shows together. People believe whatever you tell them. So here
well,
we go,
hope,
ABC
you
now becoming...
That. You hope that. But the thing is also, you know, the way this is presented, people start watching, and they're saying it's based on the 9/11 Commission report. Sure, they may think that, well, you know, this piece of dialogue might not have happened, or they expect that with a movie like this, that certain things, you know, certain specific words may or may not have been said. But the basic facts, the basic narrative is being presented as this is historically accurate. And so you really can't, you can't alter that and claim that you're being historical.
Well, you're right, you can't. You know, again, this is just very troubling. And, you know, who would have thought that ABC, you know, listen, certainly there are some networks that are more, that are kinder to political parties than others. But, Judd, I mean, this just seems to be wrong. It seems to be wrong that we're going to prey on the emotions of a nation and then tell them a story that's not true. To whose benefit? I mean, who benefits from this?
You know, it's unclear because I think as a result of the pressure that was mounting, they have pulled all of the advertising. So there are no advertisers. But yet they're still pushing this very heavily. They're spending $40 million to promote this film. As you alluded to earlier, they're blanketing schools promoting the film. They're going to make it available for free over iTunes for people to download on their computers and iPods. So they want a lot of people to view this, and it's unclear why ABC is interested in it. It's more clear to me why the writer, a guy named Cyrus, is interested. He's been really a conservative activist who's interested in trying to change people's opinions about what happened leading up to 9/11.
All right, my guest again, Judd Legum. He is the editor of the Progress Report. Again, to go to progressreport.org. I'm Tony Truppiano in on the Peter B. Collins Show. We do need to take a quick break here. A lot more to get to on the other side. Again, if you want to join us toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. I am Tony Truppiano. We'll take that break. We'll be right back on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
Hello? Hello? What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box?
Rock Rollin' Real Estate. This week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate, learn about Austin, Texas with real estate expert Ken Renner. Check him out at buyaustin.com or call him at 512-423-5626. That's this week on Rock Rollin' Real Estate. Sunday mornings at 10 right here on KRXA.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Nancy.
And we're from the Potting Shed.
In Aptos. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn, but if you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find.
The barn has a lot of charm. People tend to come there just because the atmosphere is really nice.
And they'll come and have a cup of tea, bring their dog if they have one. All the dogs who visit know exactly where the cookie jar is. So it's that kind of a place. People feel very comfortable.
When we started, we were just strictly a garden shop with pots and plants. But we had to evolve through the years because nobody needed pots and plants in the middle of winter. So we started adding things, and now it's a full-fledged gift shop.
We work very hard to try and find things that are unusual and eclectic and well-priced. That's what our customers want. We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by and have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Good afternoon. It is 419. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540, traffic in and out of our Monterey Peninsula. We're going to begin in Watsonville, San Andreas Road, West Beach Road, an injury crash. Two cars on the right-hand shoulder, the CHP on scene. In San Juan Bautista, northbound 101, just before 129, a stalled big rig blocking the right lane, and in Carmel, Carmel Valley Road, right at Carmel Middle School, an accident on the right-hand shoulder. That word brought to you by the NFL. Football is back and better than ever with NFL opening kickoff presented by Sprint. It all starts on Thursday, September 7th at 8 p.m. on NBC. It's sponsored in part, and that's actually 5 p.m. Pacific time, sponsored in part by GM. I'm Frank Sullivan, traffic on KRXA 540.
Minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. Collins. Peter on his way to Camp Democracy in Washington, D.C. Again, if you want to join us, toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. The email address again, tony@thetonyshow.com. I am Tony Trupiano. Taking a little break from the campaign trail today. Yep, running for Congress in Michigan's 11th Congressional. Peter asked me to sit in as a favor. I saw it as a favor to me, but hey, whatever works for him. Judd Luggum is my guest. He is the editor of the Progress Report at the Center for American Progress. They are a progressive think tank in Washington, D.C., headed by former Clinton Chief of Staff John Podesta. Judd, welcome back. I want to read from a press release that that you folks had sent me earlier today and then ask you to comment on that. We've been talking about the ABC miniseries entitled The Path to 9/11 and all of its inaccuracies. But, Judd, let me just quickly read this one thing. Richard Benveniste, a member of the September 11th commission, said genre confusion will not be a problem for commission members, several of whom saw the miniseries last week. Quote, as we're watching, we were trying to think how they could have misinterpreted the 9/11 commission finding the way they had. They gave the impression that Clinton had not given the green light to an operation that had been cleared by the CIA to kill bin Laden, when in fact the September 11th commission concluded that Mr. Clinton had. I mean, that's just one of what I understand are a series of flaws in this thing. We're not trying to alarm anybody. They need to understand that what ABC will air Sunday and Monday is a lie.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the point. And what we'd like to do is really have a discussion about what we need to do moving forward, because the reality is we're here 5 years later and we're probably significantly less safe than we were even on that day. But the fact is, it's important that this not be used as a way to distract the debate and divert it. And I think that's what the attempt is happening.
Well, you know, in Judd, whether it's the Drudge Report or CNN or MSNBC or any of the other websites, you're starting to see all of these rather negative stories about 9/11 widows and widowers and family members that are suing each other because they got settlement dollars. And, you know, does this really advance anything that represents the American landscape? Do we really need to know that, you know, two widows ended up, you know, having an affair? Does any of that matter?
I don't think so, and I think that, you know, there's always an effort to sensationalize these things. That's what this movie's about. That's what a lot of the coverage is about. And people, the networks who are covering this, they're covering it as a news event, but they're also, you know, looking to get ratings. That's why you saw a couple of weeks ago, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, with all the wars that are going on, with all the important issues here and abroad, there was almost nonstop coverage of the JonBenet story. Some guy who confessed to something he turns out he didn't do. And that was the focus. So I think the problem is, you know, it's news, but it's also so much of a business, and that's why these stories that aren't important get so much coverage.
Well, and it's a shame. I mean, you bring up that particular story, and as, of course, I've had less and less time to watch TV, you know, I was turning it on day after day after that day, the media kind of reminded me of our current Congress, where we're going to debate a flag-burning amendment and gay marriage, but we won't talk about how to balance the budget and how to get back more student financial aid to those children, or those young people that it was taken away from. You know, it just seems like it's always sleight of hand anymore.
Yeah, I think President Bush's strategy, you know, and the people who are aligned with him, it's pretty clear moving into November, and which is if they can focus on people's anxieties, not specific anxieties, but kind of a general unease that they feel that they have the advantage. If you ever drill down and talk about the issues that are important to people, talk about Iraq, talk about terrorism, talk about education, healthcare, what have you, then they're going to be at a severe disadvantage. So that's why you see more and more activity, you know, whether it's this film, whether it's President Bush speaking today in the middle of the day, doing a splashy news conference. It's geared into trying to pique people's fears and their anxieties.
Judd, and I guess maybe I'm asking you to take your CAP cap off for a minute, your cap cap off. You know, I had Senator Max Cleland on the show earlier today, and you know, we talked, and another guest, we talked a little bit about the Republican strategy. It looks like they're going back to the 04 playbook. You know, Homeland Security and terror, Homeland Security and terror, Homeland Security and terror. I don't see it working this time, Judd. I just don't see the American people. And listen, Judd, I've been out there knocking doors. I've been talking to real voters. Longer, just a radio show host that takes calls from angry people. This is a candidate that's actually met with thousands of constituents at this point. People, I don't believe, Judd, people are going to be fooled this time.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that it's a very different country than it was in 2002 and 2004, and that people's views on security issues, their views on a whole host of issues have changed as what's sunk in is the consequences of a lot of the flawed policies that's been pursued. So, yeah, I think you're right. It really does feel like deja vu all over again, that we're seeing the same playbook that was brought out in 2002 and 2004 again. And, you know, the question is, will it work? And I agree with you. I don't think it's necessarily going to be as effective this time as they think.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, interestingly, something that we were also talking about earlier that you cover in today's progress report is the no confidence, which I don't believe happened today, for our Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. There's no question the Democrats are not backing off on their feelings on our Secretary of Defense. And he has, by any standard, would have been a failure, unless it's, of course, it's a George W. Bush standard. Judge, how is the White House spinning Rumsfeld these days?
Well, it's getting harder and harder for them to do it, right? Because the standard thing is to politicize it and say, you know, this is just a bunch of Democrats. But now the problem is you've got Democrats and Republicans, at least some moderate Republicans, saying, look, we need a timeline. We need to get out of Iraq. Chris Shays in Connecticut, several others, and so it's harder for them to do it. I think what they're trying to do is get the focus off of Iraq, get the focus off of Rumsfeld. That's why you see so much of a push on these terrorism issues.
Well, you know, and it'll continue. It'll be really interesting to see. I know that there's an online petition, and when I find out where it's at, to ask ABC to reevaluate their editing of this movie, The Path to 9/11, I would suggest probably the best thing to do is, frankly, Judd, just don't watch it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you where it is. It's thinkprogress.org. You can go right there. We've got a petition to send an email to ABC. We've already got 30,000 people done it so far. So people.
Well, we can do better
up
than that. Judd, it was nice to visit with you again. We got to get to the break. Thank you so
Great.
Much.
Thanks for being here.
Thinkprogress.org. That's where you're going to find all the good info. I'm Tony Trupiano on the Peter B. Collins Show. There's more to get to on the other side. Stay with us.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Come on in, and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything so tasty, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
How to focus your fear. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The election is only 2 months away. Just enough time for all the interest groups here and abroad to scare the hell out of us. It's been a challenge this week because the terrorists are competing for newsprint with the latest scare, that being stingrays. In fact, I believe in the spectrum of animal threats, they may even have eclipsed bears at this point, although snakes have made a comeback recently. But we can't lose focus. We must husband our fear reserves and focus on being scared of the right thing. And for that, I take my cue from the president.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them. The question is, will we listen?
Yes, provided we are reminded every day by a speech of some kind. Because there are a lot of distractions, like this other scary story about abnormal fish being discovered in the Potomac River, right there in Washington, D.C. According to the Washington Post, scientists found that male fish in the Potomac are for some reason developing immature eggs inside their male sex organs. Scientists suspect there is some pollutant in the Potomac which is turning these male bass and, I don't know how else to put it, into girly bass. Now, the jury is out on whether these pollutants could have the same effect on humans, but with the way the campaign is going, I have a feeling that by November, we'll know which politicians along the Potomac have the eggs and which have the other things. Now this.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale, reminding you to join me this Saturday afternoon, 4 to 5, for Reality Radio, where we'll interview great guests from the Central Coast, ordinary people with extraordinary stories. There's nothing we won't talk about. We'll have author Joe Klass, TV host Rama Pijama, life coach Cynthia Ling, Tony X to share his harrowing life story of crime, drugs, and rehabilitation. Saturdays, 4 to 5, Reality Radio, right here on KRXA.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
With you on the Peter B. Collins Show, and a pleasure to be here. I, of course, once had a career of my own in radio, and that was but a year ago. Here I am a year later, a candidate for Congress, and actually trying to do a reunion of some of my old regulars and good people. You're going to find that out. One of them you know well. In fact, the first one, let me bring her on right now, is Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com, one of this country's greatest journalists. And my sweet pea, I hope you're feeling better today.
Actually, I'm not feeling much worse, but no, I'm okay. But thank you for that introduction.
I think you are one of the most... No, Larissa, I really believe that you're one of our most important journalists in this country today.
Well, you'd be the one person to believe that.
I bet you I'm not alone.
Okay, there may be a couple of others. You guys could start a small fan club.
Well, let's ask our next guest. John Amato joins us. He is the founder of CrooksandLiars.com. It is my second stop every morning, and only second, by the way, Mr. Amato, to my Detroit Free Press to make sure I see the box scores from the game the night before of my Tigers. John, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tony.
All right.
Hi,
do you think?
Hey, Larissa, how are you feeling?
I feel the same as you.
Hang in there.
You too.
Fight
I mean,
the
this
fight.
Is...
We can be sick. We can be in pain. And yeah, we get up every day
and do
battle with these right-wing lunatics.
That's right. You said it. We're battling. I think is the only way to put it.
And we are battling indeed. You know, I want to kind of, and I want to ask you both to comment on this, John. I know that. You have this at Crooks and Liars right now, the open letter to ABC. They're going to run a mini-series Sunday and Monday called The Path to 9/11.
Right.
We've learned as we've worked our way through this hour is chock-a-block full of lies. We would expect, I guess, more from quote-unquote unbiased entertainment. But with that said, John, what kind of reaction are you getting at Crooks and Liars to this Path to 9/11 and ABC story?
Well, you know, everybody's not too happy about it. It's really an attempt to rewrite history. And the ABC marketing campaign and what they're doing is really disgraceful. First of all, they're misrepresenting facts, and they make it sound like it's the definitive documentary on this issue, which is obviously, you know, one of the most traumatic things that have happened to America. And they are rewriting history, putting it down. It looks like it's going to be commercial-free, and then they're passing it out at schools, and it was written by like Rush Limbaugh's best friend. It's got this complete Republican spin that's blaming everything on Clinton. They sent out advance copies to only right-wing extremists on the web to review, to talk about, so they could get the right-wing base motivated to watch this. I've repeatedly called. I have contacted ABC to try to get my hands on a copy. And guess what? No return phone calls. When they want you for something, they're all over you.
Amazing. Larissa, your thoughts on what ABC is doing here. And obviously, one of my concerns, Larissa, is that we are going into the elementary, the middle schools, the high schools. They're passing out
propaganda, and it's illegal, actually. Because
so why are we allowing it? I mean, why is this going on?
We're not allowing it. We're boycotting it, ABC and their sponsors. But since this particular thing is going to be commercial-free, we're doing the next best thing, and we're boycotting Rush Limbaugh's sponsors, who are, he's on the ABC affiliate, so the boycott is our best and only chance. Clearly, only money is spoken with these people. And since
Larissa, do you think at some level the reason that ABC ended up going advertising free is they anticipated this was going to happen and they were like, can't do anything about it now?
I don't know. It's quite possible that the advertisers pulled out. We just simply don't know. I mean, the story's changed. It started off as a documentary, then it was a docudrama, now it's, what are they calling it now?
A miniseries, just a miniseries.
Yeah, now they're saying it's fictional-based, that they've basically overlaid both administrations, when in fact, the Tora Bora loss of Osama bin Laden that we had during this administration is in fact what they're portraying under Clinton, but not in also in Afghanistan. They're essentially portraying things that happened in this administration as though they're happened under Clinton. We know, for example, from various CIA officers who have come forward and written books that they under this administration they had Osama surrounded in the mountains of Tora Bora, and they were not given instructions. In fact, they were told to kind of, you know, step back. And to put that as though it happened, you know, under Clinton, and say, well, we're just, you know, making a document, like a dramatization, I think you're saying it is now. But they're overtly misrepresenting. It's not like they're just, you know, telling a story in some nebulous presidency. They're completely shifting blame, and that to me is propaganda.
Well, you know, and let's talk. And John, I'll start with you. John Amato from crooksandliars.com. You know, John, let's talk about what's really happened to the date September 11th, not the specific 2001, but the whole marketing of it. I mean, it's become a profit center. We've got Oliver Stone out with movies. We've got the ABC thing. We've got all kinds of Telltale books, and we could go on and on. I mean, we've now seen 9/11 become a profit center.
You know, it's, you know, in capitalistic societies, I guess that happens. But you know, I've talked to a lot of people who are not political, who have no interest in seeing Oliver Stone's movie, did not want to see Flight 93. It's, you know, this is something that people really don't want to relive at this moment in time. It's sad, and, you know, as we've seen through the election cycle, 9/11 was used over and over again. It's still used today as a political tool to get votes. You know, it's sickening. My father's best friend died in the towers. The local unions in New York should be heralded because there were men in those buildings that risked their lives, that died, that nobody talks about. And, you know, all these people with this propaganda have probably never been on the towers before. And I've been on many times, and it hit me hard. And I'm not about to go out and run to see this any movie. Now, if you want to have a 9/11 docudrama, you know, that depicts it, fine. Then do it in the 9/11 report, if that's a definitive textbook on all the events. But stick to it. You know, Roger Cressy was on last night with Scarborough, and he was livid because they have a scene in the movie, like Larissa alluded to, where they say that the CIA had Osama bin Laden surrounded, and they called Clinton, and he said, call it off, and that's a complete lie. And Cressy, who was in the CIA at the time, just said it was fantasy land because they didn't call Clinton. It was George Tenet's call. And, you know, these are facts that we cannot have muddled. We can't have the game of propaganda thrown on them. We need the exact words. We need as close as we can get to what happened. And it's really despicable for ABC to pawn this off as a docudrama even, or a documentary, when they can't even get simple little facts right. And it is sad, you know, to get back to your point, that the commercialization of 9/11, I mean, to do that to this tragedy, I watched those towers go down. I couldn't get off my couch for a week. You know, my best friend was down at the DMV three blocks from the towers, and he thought that there was, you know, that the New York City was being attacked not just by planes but helicopters, and he feared for his life. It's insanity, and it shows the climate in the country and the way the Republicans are more interested in votes than in the truth and in our country.
Yeah, I mean, it's just disappointing. Let me remind everybody, my guest, John Amato from crooksandliars.com, Larissa Alexandrovna from rawstory.com. Larissa, when I was at the Raw Story website earlier today, you guys have a piece of video up there from the Associated Press, and they visited with the kids that were with the president as he was reading My Pet Goat. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch that piece of tape. But that's the kind of stuff that I think that people should be distributing. It was interesting to see how they're now not little kids anymore, obviously, but it was interesting to see how they interacted, their memories of that day. To me, that's much more appropriate than what ABC is doing. Larissa, are you there? Okay. All right, Larissa must have jumped out. John, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm assuming you have not seen that AP footage, but, John, basically they show a couple of the kids that were there the day the president was reading, and they kind of give their reaction to what happened on that day. It was, I don't know, 2.5 minutes of film. To me, that's far more valuable than what ABC's doing.
You know, it's very interesting because, again, here was America's under attack, and if you just look at that footage and you see President Bush's just facial reactions, did that look like a man who was going to take charge? And it was sad, and, you know, it would be interesting to see the kids' reactions, they feel like today, as opposed from that, you know, 5 years ago. I guess, how old are they now?
Oh, I'm back. Hello?
Hey, Larissa's back.
okay, go. Talk amongst yourselves.
Thank you. We will. John, they were different ages because they weren't all just one age group. So I think the oldest ones were 14, 15 years old now.
What are we talking about?
We're talking, Larissa, about that piece of AP footage you guys have up at Raw Story that recounts the 9/11 when the president was in the school reading My Pet Goat. It's right on the front page at Raw Story.
Front page on every newspaper until we focus back on the object or the priority that we should have been always on. Because
Larissa, hold that thought. We got to get to the break, and I want you to comment on that more on the other side. Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com, John Amato from CrooksandLiars.com. I am Tony Trupiano from, well, no.com, but I guess you can go to TonyForCongress2006.com. How's that? This is the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Tony Trupiano, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
God listens to Billy Sunshine. Maybe you should too. Sundays, 3 to 5. On KRXA, 540 AM, The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar. Coming soon.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview nationally known writers, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for tasty news shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Once again, good afternoon. It is 4:47. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540 heading into and out of our Monterey Peninsula. We're going to begin with a major problem in Soledad. This is northbound 101 after Arroyo Seco Road. It's an injury crash. A car went off the roadway and landed into a river. The car is partially submerged in water. Crews are still on the scene trying to clear that, and that's been out there for well over an hour and a half. In Carmel, Carmel Valley Road to Carmel Middle School, an accident on the right-hand shoulder, two cars involved in that. And in Soquel, Cabrillo College Drive at Willowbrook Lane, a major injury crash. A car went off the roadway and apparently crashed into some trees. Emergency crews are there. Well, this report brought to you by Luxor.com. Your great Las Vegas getaway begins by visiting Luxor.com. Unforgettable days, exciting nights. It all starts by visiting Luxor.com, your website for exclusive offers to the pyramid. Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRX.
Forty-eight minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. Collins. He is on his way to Camp Democracy in Washington, D.C., either tomorrow and Friday. We'll also be sitting in for Tom Hartman. Can never get enough Peter B. Listen, please listen. With me, I'm Tony Trupiano. With me, Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com and John Amato from CrooksAndLiars.com. Larissa, before the break, we were talking about that AP, that clip on RawStory.com showing the kids that were there the day President Bush was reading My Pet Goat. And John and I had a chance to chat with it a little bit when you fell off. Larissa, you know, again, these are the kind of stories that we should be talking about. These are the kind of kids that are I would want my kids to hear from.
Yes.
Not this ABC crap.
No, I agree with you. But I think what's more important about all of this is that aside from we are boycotting it, and the boycott's important, boycotting their advertisers, the other issue is that it's taking away from it's taking the focus away off of a lot of really, really serious situations right now, like the one I mentioned with Pakistan, you know, saying, okay, well, you know, Bin Laden can hang out here. You guys don't touch us. We won't touch you. That is incredibly significant, and somehow it you know, everywhere you go, this is the only topic. And again, I agree, we should boycott, and we are boycotting. But I also think it's important to remember that, you know, Karl Rove is, his one job is propaganda. That is his job. And he will continue throwing whatever that he can to occupy us so that we don't talk about other things going on. You know, so my whole take is on the children, yes, I think it's important to hear from them, and I would have loved to, like, spend 2 hours talking about that. And I think we need to talk about Pakistan, because
you know, Larissa, when I jump in, I posted that last night. I got the video up right away. It was so appalling to me.
that, you know, and I guess there were forces that were saying that the Bush, you know, were behind trying to broker those deals. And this whole, it felt like a knife in the back, where we're supposed to be fighting terrorism and there's a global war on terror, mm-hmm. and they've just negotiated a safe house for them in Pakistan, and I can't believe how anybody in this country would stand for it. And the media, again, outside of ABC News, I didn't see it on CNN all day. I didn't see it on MSNBC. Of course, Fox isn't going to promote it. It's despicable, and it's a huge, huge, huge story.
Right, and it's also a huge, huge, huge failure. And it's such a devastating blow to this nonsense, where today he's reading from, I don't know if you guys saw the president speaking about the successful terrorist attacks that they've, you know, managed to stop by, you know, shepherding these guys, these so-called terrorists all over the world and housing them in secret prisons. But the president was giving examples of these success stories. And I'm standing there thinking, isn't it convenient that you can declassify something long enough to talk about it, but you can't declassify it long enough to actually hand it over to the public? These letters, this, all this stuff he's talking about, right? It's not what he's officially declassified it because he's reading from it. But he's not.
It's a good leak.
Huh?
It's a good leak.
A good leak, he said.
I've been calling people, even as sick as I am, for 2 days trying to find somebody to tell me how we have these success stories and which of them is true. And the reality is that nobody has seen the documents he's reading from.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they should put, under those scrolls that they have,
uh-huh.
you know, all the networks should just say, this is just a press release from the Bush administration. It's just a press release. Because, again, right, we get no information. You know, like, he'll talk and he'll say, yes, and we got this information from so-and-so, and it helped what this plot. What plot? You know, give us, it's a total straw man diversion, Rovian tactic.
Exactly.
And you're right.
And Rove is, in my opinion, very dangerous, because he is so aggressively really dividing this country, and he has and will continue to do so, whether it's on about religion or whether it's about sexual orientation, and to paint those of us who disagree with this administration as thinking pre 9/11, which to this day I don't know what that means, pre 9/11 and post 9/11, because as far as I can see, this administration has made us less safe. So someone needs to explain those pre and post definitions of those terms, and those how I and others like me are somehow pre 9/11 thinking. And so they've used 9/11 to the point where they squeezed it to death. There's nothing left. Now they have forgotten Osama bin Laden completely. But every so often he comes out with a video, and he sends letters. I mean, is he running from is he working out of a studio somewhere?
It's always when there's an election cycle that you hear one of these tapes. During the 2004 election, the Republicans did say that they thought the Osama tape helped him, though, the weekend before the election.
And
now we had that new, they produced, it was so well produced, it was like an hour-long video online, and I couldn't believe how well it was produced.
All right, John and Larissa, we have a couple minutes left. I have to ask you both this question. Keep your answer to a minute, please. Larissa, 62 days away from the election, do you believe the Democrats will be able to take back Congress?
Oh, I have no doubt that they can. The problem, what I'm concerned about, is election shenanigans. That we're going to see again, the Rangers come out, whatever they call themselves now, as they did in 2004 in Ohio, where a group of Texas students, college students, climbed into a bus, drove across the country, and harassed people in Ohio. You know, we're going to see that kind of stuff. We're going to see voter registration lists where I guarantee you the African-American vote will be dropped considerably, like it has been for every single election cycle since this president took office. So I'm concerned about all this kind of stuff making it very difficult. But I think on a level playing field, if all, you know, if everything was level and people voted and no one was stopped and no one was denied and votes were counted accurately, I think we probably would, if we all the seats were up for grabs, we would take all of them.
All right. John, same question to you. 1 minute.
Yes, I agree with everything Larissa said, and without shenanigans. And, you know, there might be some, but we should. I think we're definitely going to take the House back. The Senate, you know, who knows? But and I think that these, obviously, all these speeches, you know, they tried to get Bush to, they tried to get the soap operas to run his speeches today. That's how desperate they are. And it will take something extraordinary for the Democrats not to win at least one of the branches back. People are just, you know, there's a record, right? They talked about Kerry's record, and he had a record that, you know, to vote that he voted on, and we could look at that record, and they called him a liberal because of his record. Well, people have had 5 years, 6 years of the Bush administration's record. They can't run from it. They can't hide from it. It's there. It's been a failure. And, you know, hopefully people will get out and vote what's best for the country.
And I think, you know, voting for, well, as an example, Tony Trupiano would be a great way to do
it. I agree.
This.
I wholeheartedly support Tony Trupiano. And he approves this message.
Thank you. And I approve this message. Well, John Amato from CrooksandLiars.com, Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. I want to thank both of you for spending some time with me on the Peter B. Collins Show today. To both of you, I will be in touch over the next 62 days. You know, the scary part is if I need a dose of sanity. Imagine I would turn to the two of you.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary because I don't consider us entirely sane.
Well, again, thanks to both of you. I appreciate you taking the time. Both of you get better.
Thank you.
No problem, Tony. And you're on our Act Blue America page, as you know, and people can go down there. And we're going to be featuring Tony shortly on our websites on Fire Dog Lake. So come on and check it out.
Very excited to do some work with Howie Klein as well. So, guys, thanks to both you, Larissa and John.
Thanks.
We do need to take a break for the top of the hour here. I am Tony Trupiano sitting in for Peter B. Collins. We'll take that break. We'll come back. One more to do. Stay with us.
Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Dramatic disclosures at the White House today as President Bush announced a change in tactics for handling suspected foreign terrorists. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports.
President Bush reveals 14 top terror suspects, including alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have been moved from CIA custody to Guantanamo Bay. Mr. Bush demands quick congressional action on a new plan to try terror suspects so that
the man our intelligence officials believe orchestrated the deaths of nearly 3,000 Americans on September 11, 2001. 2001 can face justice.
Mr. Bush used the announcement to defend the CIA interrogation program, an effort he wants to continue, although officials say no prisoners currently remain in CIA custody. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Some thoughts from CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
This is a bold, striking move. I think it completely changes the legal landscape, the political landscape in this debate over what to do with these detainees. The administration has undercut the arguments, the political arguments, the legal arguments of many of its opponents by doing this, by bringing these men in from the cold, by agreeing to a compromise on the procedures that will be used at their trials.
New trial procedures have to be approved by Congress. There's trouble this evening at the Navajo Nation in northeastern Arizona. Police spokeswoman Selena Many Children tells us there are six armed people holed up in a high school.
One male with a handgun, five female with knives.
It's not clear whether they're students or adults, but apparently they're not trying to hold hostages.
We received word that they were letting students go one bus at a time.
Police and ambulances have converged on the scene, and the FBI is on the way. Dr. Holly Howe is the lead author of a new report on cancer in this country, and it's encouraging.
Cancer in all populations, all race and ethnic groups and both sexes, is continuing to decline, and this is very good news.
Deaths from cancer have been going down steadily. Experts credit early detection and more effective treatment. There's one notable exception to this trend, an unexplained increase in thyroid cancer deaths. It's been delayed by bad weather. Today, the launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis was called off because of an equipment problem, and program manager Wayne Hale says they won't try again till Friday.
We decided it would be prudent for us to spend another 24 hours looking more closely at the engineering analysis to understand what we've got.
What they've got so far is an erratic reading from a pump used to cool one of the shuttle's three fuel cells. A failure of any one of those cells would cut short the mission to expand the International Space Station. The price of crude oil fell to a five-month low today, $67.50 a barrel. Traders cite several factors, including the end of summer road trips and the repair of a Gulf of Mexico drilling rig that was badly damaged by Hurricane Katrina. On Wall Street, stocks fell. The Dow Industrials down 63 points, the NASDAQ off 37. This is CBS News.
Country singers Bruce Robeson and Kelly Willis.
We had a gig in half an hour.
But with my allergies, I wasn't all there. I just couldn't sing.
I told her, you need Claritin D.
So I got Claritin Clear. Claritin D relieved my worst symptoms, even congestion and sinus pressure, fast. And I wasn't drowsy.
Told you, nothing works stronger, faster, or longer.
Look for great savings on Claritin in your newspaper this weekend. Use as directed among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products.
Live Claritin Clear.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Next time there's a mouse in the house, don't waste your time with cheddar or Swiss. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy explains.
American innovators have spent centuries trying to build a better mousetrap when all they really needed was better bait. According to British researchers, the most popular mouse bait, cheese, is actually a turnoff to the rodents. That's because mice like food that has a high sugar content. Cheese, with its strong smell and rich taste, is actually something a mouse would avoid. So what's the best way to catch mice? Well, sunflower seeds work, so do other grains. But what a mouse really finds irresistible is chocolate. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Police in Ontario, Canada say they've never heard this excuse before. A man visiting from Switzerland pulled over for speeding at 100 miles per hour said he couldn't go that fast at home because of goats on the windy, hilly roads, so he was just taking advantage of goat-free driving. In the end, officers got a story to tell, and the man got a $330 ticket. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
That first cup of coffee in the morning.
A bear hug from one of my kids.
Simple wonders are the little things in life that make a big difference.
Another simple wonder is Bayer aspirin. It's amazing on pain.
And it can help save lives.
Tell Bayer aspirin your simple wonder. Plus, enter for a chance to win up to $10,000. Just go to wonderdrug.com, and your little wonders might just pay off big. No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry information, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 10/31/06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground?
Of course you have. Well,
Imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. Feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Tony Truppiano in for Peter B. Collins. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. You can, of course, find him online, peterbcollins.com. Peter on his way to Washington, D.C. as we speak. He'll be doing today or tomorrow and Friday from Camp Democracy. We're going to actually visit Camp Democracy here in just a few moments. But before we get to that, let me get you out some information. And I, again, want to thank all of you for sending email. I appreciate it. It's nice to know that you're out there. The email address, again, tony@thetonyshow.com if you want to comment during the show. The number, of course, if you want to join us toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. Feel free to join us at any time. Camp Democracy is going on, and, you know, depending on who you talk to, it's an extension of Camp Casey. The bottom line is there's a massive effort going on to, again, place focus where it needs to be, and there are a lot of partners in Camp Democracy this year. Joining us now is one of those partners. He is my friend and the executive director and one of the founders of Progressive Democrats of America. You can find them online at pdamerica.org. Just so happens that, frankly, they're one of the groups that endorsed me very early on, and I'm appreciative of that. Tim, it's a pleasure to have you with us today on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Good evening, Tony. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Well, let's for those that don't know, and I don't know where they're hiding, but for those that don't know about Progressive Democrats of America, Tim, tell us a little bit about PDA.
PDA was found 2 years ago, Tony, the last day of the Democratic National Convention, when the Democrats were meeting at the Fleet Center in Boston. 1,000 progressive Democrats, grassroots activists, had come to Boston to be part of the Democratic National Convention, who were very frustrated with our nominee. We felt that we succeeded in nominating somebody we hoped was going to defeat George Bush, but we never got the debate that we hoped we would get on the progressive issues that united us, the issues of ending the war and for single payer and repealing of the Patriot Act. So many of us were active in Governor Dean's campaign, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Governor Al Sharpton, came together to commit ourselves to continue to take the energy that we saw that was going across the country during the primary season to really take the primary vote across the country and really, really energize the base to keep it inside the Democratic Party. So we've been working now for 2 years to continue to build on that energy, to build chapters by congressional district, to support our progressive allies on the Hill, and to support our friends that are doing the peace and justice and the human rights work across the country.
Well, and Tim Carpenter, you and I were together just 2 short weeks ago. You were in Michigan for the Michigan Democratic Party Convention. And I think it's safe to say that the progressive, the quote-unquote progressive movement, all of a sudden isn't such a crazy idea to a lot of people.
Well, we are the majority, and I know you certainly know that, Tony, and I know the listeners tonight know that a majority of Americans want an end to the war in Iraq. They want to bring our troops home. 72% of the troops, by the most recent poll of the Zogby poll, showed that all the troops themselves want to be home within the year. A majority of Americans know that the president has lied in the build-up to the war in Iraq. They want to see some accountability. They want to see some hearings in Congress. They want to see Congress step up and really begin to do the oversight investigative work they need to do. And I tend to agree with you and to remind folks that we truly are the majority. Things are certainly changing where we were when we launched Progressive Democrats of America and where we are tonight.
Well, there's no question about that. Tim, before we get on to the business of Camp Democracy, I think it's important that you talk a little bit about your executive board. You have an amazing board. And I think that what makes PDA, Progressive Democrats of America, a little different than some of the other groups out there is that you've actually engaged sitting lawmakers to sit on your board of directors.
Well, we're very proud of that, Tony. As you know, somebody who's been with us from day one, PDA early on was about relationship building, and we're very proud of our National Advisory Board. I really encourage anybody tonight to go to our website, pdamerica.org, and look at our National Advisory Board. 6 members of Congress, the 2 co-chairs of the Progressive Caucus, Barbara Lee and Lynn Wolseley, sit on our National Advisory Board, as does Representative Maxine Waters, the leader of the Out of Iraq Caucus, and Raul Grijal, the congressman from Arizona, who's leading the fight for a humane immigration fight, and Congresswoman Diane Watson from South Central Los Angeles. In addition to that, the progressives that are inside the party that are part of our work, we also have a strong outside. We try to bill ourselves as PD as an inside-outside strategy. We believe that all change begins in the street, with street heat. So in addition to the congressional members who are part of our National Advisory Board, Medea Benjamin and Cindy Sheehan and Tom Hayden and Reverend Yearwood are all members of our National Advisory Board. So we very much believe in an inside-outside strategy. All change begins with street heat. It begins with social movements in the streets and ends ultimately in Congress. And that's where we are right now. The fight right now is in Congress. If we're going to end this war, we've got to cut off the funding. If we're going to succeed in getting single-payer health care, millions of Americans have been mobilized across this country. We need the political will to do that. So we're trying to bridge those communities, that inside-outside strategy with PDA. And we think that our National Advisory Board speaks to that, and I think it really speaks to who PDA is and those relationships that we're building. We're trying very much to be an authentic, progressive voice with an authentic, broad-based coalition, a rainbow coalition that's working at the grassroots level all the way up to here in Washington to make a difference.
Tim Carpenter, again, my guest. I'm Tony Truppiano, sitting in for Peter B. Collins. Tim is the founder and executive director of Progressive Democrats of America. PDAmerica.org is the website, and I would suggest that you go check it out. Tim, I'd mentioned that you folks endorsed me early on. Of course, I appreciate that. Our partnership has been absolutely critical in my campaign for Congress, but I'm not alone. You're supporting a lot of Democrats that are running this year.
Well, we're, again, Tony, I think that your campaign certainly symbolizes what we're about. We're working at the grassroots level. All of the endorsements that Progressive Democrats of America made originated at our chapters. The building block for Progressive Democrats of America are our chapters. We have 138 chapters across the country that are meeting in their local communities who came together to look at the candidates that were running for office and made a decision to endorse those candidates that were speaking out against the war, candidates that were speaking out for single payer, candidates that were speaking out for the environment, candidates that were speaking out for fair trade. And as those endorsements moved at the local level, they've now moved up to our national level. And PDA currently tonight have endorsed 32 candidates across the country, like Tony Truppiano, who are making a difference, who are going to move red districts to blue districts, who are going to show that progressive Democrats can win in red districts. And we're going to build that out not only in Congress, but also in the Senate. We're engaged in four races in the Senate. I think the salient thing and what's unique about PDA, we're all about inside the Democratic Party, but we know this election cycle, when we elect you, Tony, that just by getting a majority of Democrats, things aren't going to necessarily change here in Washington or the culture. What we need to do is to continue to organize and mobilize to bring about not only a Democratic majority, but a progressive majority of Democrats to govern. And that's ultimately where PDA is going and what we're about.
And let's just talk briefly before the break, Tim, and after the break we'll come back and talk about Camp Democracy, and PDA is one of the sponsors at Camp Democracy. But very quickly before the break, you know, let's talk just a little bit about the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Most people don't know it exists. What is it, and who are these folks?
Well, I think it's one of the best-kept secrets. Oftentimes people come to us as progressives and say, where are the members of the Democratic Party that speak for me? There are 63 members of Congress tonight that are self-organized as the Progressive Caucus. The leadership is, as I said earlier, Barbara Lee, Congresswoman from Oakland, who's the co-chair, and Lynn Woolsey, also from Northern California, are the co-chairs of the Progressive Caucus. 63 members of Congress that are organizing to bring about a progressive change in Congress. We work very closely with the CPC. We're very proud of that relationship. In addition to the campaigns that we've endorsed, we're working very closely with the CPC on seven races that they'll also be working on as well. So the CPC is the progressive voice inside Congress. It's made up of members like John Conyers, Dennis Kucinich, and as I said earlier, Barbara Lee, Maxine Waters. And today, I think one of the unsung heroes in the progressive movement who's a member of that caucus is Jim McGovern, who's leading the fight to cut off funding for the war. Those are the members of Congress that speak to us, the progressive movement. Those are our friends in the Congressional Progressive Caucus.
All right. Tim Carpenter, again, my guest. I'm Tony Truppiano. Tim is executive director and founder of Progressive Democrats of America. PDAmerica.org is the website that you want to go to. We are going to take a quick break here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Tim, as a member of PDA, certainly is there in Washington, D.C. in support of Camp Democracy. What is it? We'll find out on the other side of this break. The numbers, if you want to join us, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Tony Truppiano with you. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Mono. Buena Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week, I've been behind the wheel of the 2006 Acura TL, a midsize four-door sedan. It's got a fuel-injected 3.2-liter six-cylinder engine and a well-tuned six-speed manual transmission that makes the TL fast and nimble. It's got a sporty suspension and holds the road very well. Inside, it's roomy enough to seat five in comfort, and my demo has satellite radio and a great navigation system with a display screen that's big and easy to read. The TL has been redesigned, and honestly, I prefer the previous generation. It was sleeker and more stylish to my eye. The new design seems bigger, boxier. So you should see for yourself. Test drive the Acura TL before you buy a comparable Lexus, Infiniti, Mercedes, or BMW. By the numbers, the 2006 Acura TL gets 20 miles in the city, 29 on the highway, and stickers in California for about $36,000.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience, who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
I don't hear any echo.
Okay. It's going down on the air a little bit, so I have to turn you down when he's talking. I have you pretty quiet, so if you want to interrupt him, just speak up, and I'll patch you right up.
And we are going to take a look at traffic. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540 into and out of our Monterey Peninsula. It's out to Soquel first, Cabrillo College Drive, Willowbrook Lane. A major injury crash. A car apparently plunged off the roadway and collided with some trees. And Interlaken, and Green Valley Road, a Casserly Road, a minor injury crash. Two cars on the right-hand shoulder there. And Salinas, Sowasol Road at Hartnell Road, a two-car crash blocking the roadway there. Monterey northbound Highway 1 before Camino Aguajito, an object on the roadway. And that we're brought to you by New Advil PM. Aches and pains keeping you up? Big news. New Advil PM is here. The multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a gentle sleep aid. New Advil PM. Stop hurting and start sleeping. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540.
Minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano back with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter off to Camp Democracy. He should actually be touching down in D.C. as we speak. We are at Camp Democracy under the guise of the executive director of the Progressive Democrats of America and its founder, Tim Carpenter. Again, they're found on the net at pdamerica.org. Tim, give us a little idea of what Camp Democracy, the spirit of Camp Democracy, is all about.
Camp Democracy originated, the purpose at the beginning when we began organizing is David Swanson, who's one of the board members at Progressive Democrats of America, co-founder of After Downing Street, began organizing with Cindy Sheehan last year around Camp Casey, and the hope was to bring the energy from Camp Casey here to Washington, rather than having a single day of protest, to really have an encampment here at our nation's capital to bring activists from across the country to really network, to organize, and to talk about those issues that unite us as progressives, to go back home and be more effective and better organizers, and to really build the progressive movement. So it's pretty much through David's vision that he almost single-handedly brought a lot of us out here to Washington, and we're in day two now of Camp Democracy.
All right, now tell me what's been. I know you had an extraordinary day today. What is there an agenda? Is there how many days are you doing it, and what's the agenda day to day, Tim?
I really encourage folks that are listening to go to campdemocracy.org. David and the team have done a wonderful job in pulling together a broad-based coalition of activist organizations from across the country. Each day will be devoted to a specific issue. Yesterday, with the arrival of all of our vets and all of the families that have probably more than anybody here in the United States other than the Iraqis themselves have been impacted by this war, open Camp Stacey yesterday. Today was the progressive agenda, and Progressive Democrats of America helped organize today. Tomorrow will be the immigrant rights organizations that will be organizing, and then through the weekend, all the groups doing environmental work. All the way through on the 17th is going to be the folks that are doing the work around impeachment, accountability. David and Steve Cobble are doing a great job organizing that. So each day is devoted to a specific issue, an organization that takes that day of the camp and brings national and local speakers to help all of us grow the progressive movement.
All right, now, and you were telling me during the break, you had some superstars come to speak to the crowds that had gathered today at the base of the Washington Monument. Who did you have with you today?
We're really proud. A number of the PDA National Board members that we spoke of earlier at the first segment, the co-chairs of the Progressive Caucus, Barbara Lee and Lynn Wolseley, both came out and gave really electrifying speeches. And it's fun to, I can almost say the word fun, to be in Washington right now to see the Democrats finally taking the offensive again. And both Barbara and Lynn gave us really wonderful speeches. Our other board member, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters from South Central Los Angeles, who's the founder of the Out of Iraq Caucus, began the session this afternoon, again, with another inspiring speech to talk about the efforts and how things are changing in Congress. Jim McDermott, who's probably one of the first congressional members with Congresswoman Wolseley and with Lee and Maxine Waters, that spoke out with Dennis Kucinich, the original Democrats that voted against the war. Congressman McDermott also joined us, shared with us what it's like to be on the Hill right now, the climate in Washington, and then finally, the speech that I was really excited about, and I really encourage anybody who's listening tonight to go to the PDA website, pdamerica.org, and listen to Jim McGovern. Jim McGovern is really the unsung hero out here that's really making a difference in Washington. His bill, 4232, House Resolution 4232, is the legislative vehicle to really end the war, to cut off the funding for the war. And Jim concluded tonight with an amazing speech that really had us all fired up, and we're going to be here now through the 21st. On the 18th, we'll be doing lobby training, and then on the 19th, we're going to be taking to the Hill to be lobbying for Jim's bill, 4232, to end the occupation and cut off funding for the war in Iraq.
And this is not the first campaign and will not be the last campaign where you invite progressive Democrats from all over the country to come and lobby on Capitol Hill. And you, again, you'd mentioned the training. You even give them the tools to effectively lobby.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I, with now and in the Internet age, there's a lot of great resources, and that's what Camp Democracy is about, is to bring together a lot of those folks. They're doing a lot of work that a lot of us just simply aren't aware of. The Camp Democracy website is a great resource tool that has a lot of that information on it. AfterDowningStreet.org, another great website that has a lot of those tools, and, of course, Progressive Democrats of America website. All three of those websites have a lot of the work that we're doing here available to those that can't get out to Camp Democracy. The purpose of Camp Democracy, if you can't get out here, is still to be a part of all of this, and that's why I really encourage folks tonight to visit those websites, to get on the blogs, to see what's going on and be a part of all the work that's going on out here, and most importantly, bring it back to your community, to your congressional districts, and to your local activist base.
And certainly, Tim, if somebody is interested in starting a PDA chapter where they live, I happen to know it's not only painless but effortless.
Well, thanks, Tony. We are, as I said when we began the call tonight, PDA is based chapter by chapter. The work that we do is at the grassroots level. You want to get five of your best friends together, five friends that share a vision with you, and that's a chapter of PDA. By organizing five of your friends, going to the website, again, pdamerica.org, and downloading, you can get your chapter organized overnight and begin organizing with monthly meetings. And what's exciting about PDA is you're not doing your work in isolation. As I said, there's 136 chapters currently doing this work under the umbrella of Progressive Democrats of America. This truly is a broad-based coalition. We visited 10 state Democratic conventions this year and last year alone, where we passed 10 resolutions opposing the war, 10 resolutions supporting impeachment. There's a community and a network out there, and I really encourage folks tonight who are wondering where those Progressive Democrats are to visit the website. You can simply go to the pull-down menu, state by state, and find those local activists in your neighborhood and in your state that are making a difference.
All right, we've got a couple minutes left. Tim, you know that one of the criticisms that I take, and I will take it as we get closer and closer to Election Day, is that I'm one of those angry left-wing liberals. All right, so I'm gonna kind of give you my definition of what a liberal is, and I'd like your comments on it. A liberal in my world is somebody that cares about a woman's right, a woman's rights. To me, a liberal is somebody that cares about ensuring every American. To me, a liberal is somebody that wants more funding for student financial aid. Tim, to me, a liberal is somebody that doesn't believe in preemptive strikes. And I could go on. Am I on the right track here?
You nailed it, Tony. That's why we endorsed you early on and why we find you to be one of our strongest PDA candidates. We need, as we began this call tonight, to realize we are the majority. A majority of Americans want this occupation to end. They want to cut off funding, just as Dr. King challenged us to cut off military spending and redirected it to meeting human needs. The majority of Americans want to see an end to this war. They want to see redirection of military spending to meet human needs. They want to see schools that function. They want single-payer health care. And I think you nailed it in your definition, and I think folks that hear us tonight where this resonates can find a home within PDA.
Well, and, you know, Tim, you saw me give a speech a couple weeks ago. I talked about the Democratic Party as the big umbrella party because everybody fits underneath that umbrella. I'm not terribly enamored to the Democratic Party these days for maybe different reasons than other people. Certainly, Tim, we can save them.
Well, the challenge for all of us inside the Democratic Party is, first of all, to talk about making sure we take back the House. But the work, as we said earlier, is about electing a Democratic majority of progressives to govern. And the work this election cycle is to move that forward so that we begin by getting that majority in the House, that John Conyers can be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, so we can start oversight hearings to look at the lies that led to the war, so we can hold the Bush administration accountable, so that other members of the Progressive Caucus can assume their leadership roles that they richly deserve, so we can begin to take back this country and move our party and our nation back in the direction we so desperately need to do.
www.pdamerica.org. Tim Carpenter, my friend, I love you. Congratulations on a successful day today. We will continue for the next 62 days, and we will find a way to win.
Tony, thanks so much, and thanks to all the listeners, and we'll see you out on the Internet in the precincts. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Tim Carpenter, again, a founder and executive director of Progressive Democrats of America. Again, you find them online at pdamerica.org. If you've not been to their website, they've got a great introductory video there. I highly recommend you watch that real quick. It's not very long. It's a great jumping off point. And if you think that you want to get involved, again, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter how many people you want to get involved. The people at Progressive Democrats of America will welcome you with open arms. I happen to know that for just personally. They've been great to me. All right, Free Speech Zone on the other side. Open lines, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's your turn to talk. Tony Trupiano on the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll be right back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family-owned for 30 years, is where partnership works.
Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right, dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Tired of stale syndicated right-wing blowhards?
And we are thrilled and honored to have with us Donald Rumsfeld.
You got a bunch of dopey kids watching these shows. Oh, O'Reilly!
Here on KRXA 540, you can hear a fresh local liberal blowhard.
And another thing, Coach, you can strip me naked, stake me to an anthill, pour honey all over me, and I still wouldn't vote for a Republican.
Hal on the show every morning from 9 to 10, only on KRXA 540.
Down in Monterey.
Childhood Matters, the show for parents and everyone who cares about our kids.
The doctors are in. If you're wondering how to keep your kids healthy this school year, tune into Childhood Matters on Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Nurse Rona, and my guests, Dr. Steve Harris and Dr. Lauren Fader, will answer your questions with conventional and alternative wisdom.
Childhood Matters, this Sunday morning at 9 on KRXA 540.
Welcome back. It is 33 minutes after the hour. I am Tony Truppiano in for Peter B. Collins. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. Find him online at peterbcollins.com. Amongst the many things I've done, talk show host, author, and now candidate, I think that the job that I am most proud of, and it's not even a job, it's a feeling, is being an American. And I take great offense to those that say you can't criticize the administration and still be patriotic. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are going to go to the phones in just a minute. I do want to encourage you to join us during the free speech zone, 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. If you'd like to send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.com is where you should send that. Peter, by the way, will be back tomorrow. He is at Camp Democracy for tomorrow and Friday's program. He's also going to be sitting in for Tom Hartman, so you'll want to check all that out. We are going to go to the phones again, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Let me welcome Susan in Santa Cruz. Susan, a pleasure to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Thank you, Tony. It's been a long time since I spoke to you.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm good, and I really appreciate getting little postcards thanking me for my small contribution to your campaign.
Well, they all help.
That was good. Very good.
Susan, I just before you get to what you want to get to, I want you to know that we're about to release a report.
Mm-hmm.
That almost 98% of my donations have been an average of $26.
Oh, really?
And I'm very proud of that.
That's great.
I'm very
proud. That's really terrific. Well, I just want to tell you it's good to hear you, and I'm glad you're in there. How's your campaign going?
We're just chugging along just fine, full steam ahead. We've got 62 days. We're going to make everyone count.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing, you know, such a lot of movement, and this show today was just, you know, really demonstrating that, because you just jammed it full of everything that's going on, and there is a lot of energy in this, and I'm really hoping we can do it. Sometimes I think the only way we're going to do anything is if everybody just kind of sits down and goes on strike, you know. The whole country just refuses to budge until things change.
I don't think that's going to happen, but you've listened to me for a long time. I've called for a national labor walkout many, many times.
I'd be happy if labor would walk out. You know, I can't even hear you anymore. Are you gone?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I think it has to be more than that. I think we have to really reach across to everyone. We have to really bridge the differences and wake people on all levels. You know,
obviously one of the challenges of being either a radio show host or being a candidate or being even a community leader or an opinion leader, whatever you want to call it, Susan, one of the real challenges that we've struggled with now, and for a long time, and this has been going on for the better part of a decade, if not longer, is that we have a very vocal, they're a majority. Again, you know, as we know, statistically, there are more Democrats in the country than Republicans.
Right.
And we know that.
Yeah, but the problem is they become very vocal. And in this society, the money is everything because it's running everything, and that's why we need great numbers, you know, that are just going to not cooperate with what they're doing.
Yeah, no question. No question. And so, you know, part of the salvo to you, and I said this when I was on with Peter as a guest a couple weeks ago, when are Democrats, when are passionate, loyal, God-fearing, wonderful American Democrats going to step up and finally say, all right, in the short term, they want us to play the game their way, we'll do it. And what I mean by that is that we'll find a way to fund campaigns, we'll elect people that can make a difference, we'll elect people that represent who we are, and we'll stop complaining about it, we're going to start doing something about it. Susan, I still see the majority of people complaining but doing nothing.
No, and I've been really working with that with friends because I do a lot of email activism, you know, like I send everything around to everybody, and every time I get in the conversation and I hear all the buts, you know, oh, but this one doesn't do this and nobody believes this and blah, 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 and it goes on and on, and I just say it has to start with you. And I really lay it on them because it does have to do with each and every one of us, and we can't wait for anybody else to do it.
Well, that's true. Susan, it's just lovely to talk to you again. And keep me in your prayers, please.
Tony, I hope you fill in again so we can hear you again.
Well, my goal in the next 62 days, and as much as I'm enjoying this today, I've got some important work to do in my district. And hopefully the next time we talk, Susan, you'll be calling my congressional office congratulating me.
Tony. Okay, love to you and everybody else out there.
Thank you so much. Susan, once again in Santa Cruz. The number 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. We are in the Free Speech Zone segment of the Peter B. Collins Show. I am Tony Truppiano. I said earlier, and I've got the time to do it now, so I will. You know, one of the things that we do as candidates is we go around and we knock on people's doors and we ask them to vote for us. It's still the most effective way to get a vote. It doesn't cost a darn thing except gas money, so I guess that is pretty expensive these days. But you understand my point. Either knocking on doors, certainly we've done a lot of phone banking. I have personally done a lot of calling of people, voters within my district. Not too long ago, 3-4 weeks ago, perhaps on a Saturday morning, I was out walking a rather destitute precinct within my district. It is one time, I'm sure, a very proud middle-class community. It is now a community that is falling apart slowly. The infrastructure, the streets, the police, the fire, the health care in the community, the schools in the community are falling to the wayside. And I knocked on a woman's door. And, I just did my normal knocking on the door routine with her, and she starts crying and couldn't for the life of me imagine why. She was, A, thrilled that a candidate actually knocked on her door, but she had a compelling story. She's a single mother of three children. Her oldest is 14 years old. He is autistic. He needs special schooling. She happens to work three jobs, all of them working as a personal aide to the disabled. She barely makes ends meet, twice divorced. You know, and I'm listening to this woman, and I'm standing on her doorstep, and, you know, just all these different emotions come through for me. I mean, stop and think about the situation that she's in, that she works as hard as she can, that she does everything she can to provide for her children, that she works extra jobs, that she sleeps very little, and all she's trying to do is to provide something better for her family. She was obvious, and if you had been on the doorstep with me, she was obviously a loving, concerned parent that cares deeply about her community, and she did. I mean, she truly did. She knew what was going on. She knew who her elected officials were, and she also feels lost. She feels completely lost, completely alone, and I don't mean in a companionship way. You know, she was, I would guess, somewhere in her 30s, and what kind of future does she have? I mean, how much longer is she going to have to live this kind of life? And it just doesn't seem very American to me. And that's just one of countless stories of people that I've met knocking doors throughout my district. You know, I did talk radio for 12 years. Very, very proud of my time on the air, and enjoyed it a great deal. Like to think that maybe we helped a person or two along the way. I'd like to think that, you know, like Peter's show and other progressive talk shows, that we make a difference, that we give people hope. But I have learned, if I've learned nothing else in the last year since I left my own radio program, I have learned that there is an America out there that we ignore, that we don't give a voice to, that we don't give them a platform or a forum. There are so many people that just get up every day and they go to work and they try the best they can to get by. And there are a lot more bad days than good days in their life. But we don't think about them. And I've said this many, many times in the past. We still live in a society where as long as I'm doing okay, then everything seems to be okay. Now, I just wasn't raised that way. That's just, and I'm not saying you need to be me. I'm just saying that's not the way Tony Truppiano was raised. Just because it's okay for me doesn't necessarily, as we know, mean that it's okay for everybody. And for a lot of people, it's even worse than just not okay. I happen to live in the metropolitan Detroit area. We have been devastated by Bush policies and unfair free trade agreements. Obviously, we're the manufacturing center of the universe. And we have seen devastating blows to our economy. We've seen devastating blows to our union membership. And you begin to wonder, as we, you know, do yourself a little favor. Go ahead and Google Grover Norquist. Find out about Bush's economic architect. And you will find that this has all been designed. That's not conspiracy theory, folks. This has all been designed. Everything that we're doing now is about a race for the bottom. It is about the haves and the have-nots. You know, just last week or the week before, the poverty numbers come out. And what do we find out? That the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And we can go back to 2004, and I'll say this again, and maybe the question before we go to break that I would like some of you to address. Have we learned our lessons from 2004? Many of us felt very confident that John Kerry would win, the Democrats would win. Nothing could have been further from the truth. Have we learned that lesson? Do we now know the fatal mistake we made in 2004? Are we going to be apathetic? Are we going to atrophy? I'd like to think not. I'd like to think that we're going to do more than just complain about what happened. We're finally going to do something. So no matter where you live, whether it's in Carmel, whether it's in Santa Cruz, whether it's in Salinas, wherever it's at, whether it's in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where I'm at, you now need to become engaged. And in all the speeches I give, I tell people it's no longer good enough to show up. It's time to stand up. We are going to go to the phones as soon as we get back from the break. John, you're up next. The number again is 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I'm Tony Trupiano on the Peter B. Collins Show. We'll be right back.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
This is Laura Pruneta, Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to prunetarealestate.com.
In these United States, you have many rights. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to worship as you choose. And when you disagree with Billy Sunshine, you have the right to be wrong.
The Billy Sunshine Show, right here on KRXA 540 AM. Coming soon, Sundays 3 to 5.
Good afternoon. It is 5:47. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540 into and out of our Monterey Peninsula. Problems in Soquel, Cabrillo College Drive, Willowbrook Lane. It's a major injury crash. A car went off the roadway and collided with some trees there. Emergency crews still have that roadway shut down, and this has been around now for about an hour and a half. Interlake and Green Valley Road at Casserly Road, a minor injury crash. Two cars now on the right-hand shoulder. Highway 152 at Bell State. An accident, a two-car crash, no further details on that. And northbound Highway 1 at Emmeline Avenue, construction work has the off-ramp shut down. That word brought to you by Preparation H. Preparation H cream relieves burning, itching, and also gives you maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever. I'm Frank Sullivan with traffic on KRXA 540.
Minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. Collins. The number again on the free speech zone, 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8372. I'm Tony Trupiano. Let's go to John in Carmel Valley. John, a pleasure to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show today. What's on your mind?
Yes, Tony, do you ever get questions about if you were in Congress, or better not, let's make you president. If you had been in Bush's position, how would you have handled 9/11? How would you have responded differently from Bush? You don't need to answer that for me. I'm more interested in whether people ask you that ever.
You know, no, people don't ask me that, but I think it's a perfectly terrific question. Of course, I have the advantage of knowing the truth. Of course, he knew it, but he didn't do what I would have done. And I guess we need to go back to the intelligence that told us that, gee, what was it, Bin Laden to hit U.S. with airplanes? Yeah, I would have probably paid attention to that one.
I'm I'm very concerned about what we can do, if anything, to curb the chief executive's tendency, because Bush isn't the first by any means. LBJ showed Bush, if he cared to notice, what not to do, especially in the Iraq instance. And I'm extremely interested in what could be done to make sure this never happens again. We've been mired in just too many situations the president has decided to get us into, time and time again. In fact, somebody's going to write a book, and probably already has, about all the incidents that the chief executive has gotten us into since World War II, and I would argue that right now I can't think of a one that we absolutely needed to get into.
Yet we find ourselves in all kinds of different conflicts. John, I don't know. I mean, you know, one of the real interesting questions as we weigh the Constitution and as we weigh presidential powers, you know, you have to be careful how much you limit them. And at the same time, John, you also, and this president certainly has been a glaring example of that, you also have to be careful how they're administered. If we've learned nothing else, and I hope we've learned this, John, before I get to my next call, if we've learned nothing else, we cannot let one party control every segment of our government, including our Supreme Court. 888-573-8372 is the number on the Peter B. Collins Show. Let us go to Joe in Monterey, California. Joe, a pleasure to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I really appreciate your insight and passing along knowledge to those who... I was just watching just a segment of the NBC Nightly News, and I was really amazed that now Bush has admitted that there were the secret detention centers in Eastern Europe, when all the while they were saying there weren't, even to the NATO alliance and stuff. They were saying there never were, there weren't, even though they had records of them stopping over for fuel in Scotland and all that. God knows what that costs us, not only with world image, but also fuel costs and all that, which are in the black budget. What I'm wondering is, where is the outrage? Where is the concern where all the time him and Rumsfeld and Condoleezza were saying right to the top administrators in Europe, in England, that there were no such things, and now he's saying that there were, but we switched them over to Guantanamo, to a new facility, so everything's
fine.
Yeah, and
the president, just very quickly, Joe, because we're going to run out of time, though, you know, the president's actually been very clever on what he did today. He is going to force Congress to fashion some kind of legislation, and he's going to fight like hell to get what he wants. And you know, the first thing he's going to say, we can't stop terrorists if you handcuff me.
Right.
That's what he's going to tell us. And so the president was very, very clever, Joe, with what he did today. I don't know when the American people are going to wake up. I've been asking myself that on the campaign trail for the last year. I believe it's happening now, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. This is the Free Speech Zone segment of the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Tony Truppiano. Let's welcome Steve in Watsonville to the Peter B. Collins Show. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Tony, I'd just like to reiterate that the clown in chief is responsible for all of the deaths in Iraq, and I'd like to thank you for being there, and thank Matt for ably producing this program. It appreciate having the fill in, and for some reason I'm tongue tied.
That's okay. I appreciate the spirit in which you have made the call. You know, there comes a time, and let's try to close with this thought. There comes a time in American history where we will be defined by what we did as Americans, not by what our... I do believe that it is a great sign of courage, strength, bravado, and patriotism to question your government. And when I'm elected, I would expect you to all question me as well. I'm not going to go through a career in politics without angering some subset of society. That's the way, frankly, the way it should be. But it all starts with you. It all starts with what you do with the ballot box. It all starts with what you do in your communities, whether it's in, you know, whether it's volunteering at a recycling center or perhaps spending some time at a senior citizen's home or a preschool. The bottom line is, this is your America. And I think that at some level, what's frustrated a great many of us is that we no longer feel like we own it, that there isn't a slice of it that belongs to us anymore. Those of us that pay attention know what's happened to our civil liberties in the last 5 years. Those that pay attention understand what happened to our tax brackets in the last 5 years. Those of us that pay attention know what's happening to education, K through 16. Those of us that pay attention also understand what not just happening at the gas pump, but also at the grocery store. Our dollar goes less and less far every single day. We see that for the first time in the history of this country, this generation is not producing and enjoying the kind of incomes that the generation before did. You've all heard the cliche, right? Every generation should do better than the one before. This generation is not. Although we've seen great advancements in technology, we've seen great advancements in the way we move information and communication, we've seen the internet change our very way of life, our very existence. Yet we seem dumber than we've ever been before. We seem lazier, less active, less willing to whatever. And so I ask you, as you look at what your patriotic duty is, whether it's September 6, 2006, or November 7th of 2006, will you be able to look back and say, you've done what you can? I don't care where you live. I don't care what your personal situation is, and I don't mean it in that I don't care. It's what I need you to do is devoid of how much money you make or what your social status might be. You live in an America that needs all of you right now. And I guess the question I'm asking you is, how many of you are giving anything? I'm not saying that as a candidate that's killing himself X amount of hours every day. I'm saying it as your fellow American. Yeah, John Kennedy asked us the question, and you know what the question is. What are you doing for your country? I said this before, and I will definitively say it again. It is not enough just to show up anymore. You've got to stand up. I want to thank Matt for certainly all his work behind the board. We had some challenges early on. He is an absolute master at what he does. Thank you, Matt. I want to thank Peter for letting me sit in. Again, he'll be back tomorrow and Friday from Camp Democracy in Washington, D.C. I want to thank those that sent emails, those that called the show, and most importantly, I want to thank America for beginning to open up your mind, your eyes, your possibilities. Because you know what? Come November 7th, good things will happen. And I pray that I'm part of that goodness. TonyForCongress2006.com is the website. God bless you. Have a good night. Again, signing off for Peter B. Collins. Be well.
Happy trails to you.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Relatives of 9/11 victims were in the audience at the White House today as President Bush set the stage for trials of leading terror suspects, including the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 plot.
So I'm announcing today that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi bin al-Shib, and 11 other terrorists in CIA custody had been transferred to the United States Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay.
Until Monday, they'd been held at secret sites overseas. Mr. Bush said their interrogations yielded valuable information that led to the disruption of other plots, but he insisted the methods used stopped short of torture.
But I can say the procedures were tough, and they were safe, and lawful, and necessary.
They'll be put on trial as soon as Congress approves new procedures.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where there is some resistance to President Bush's latest proposal for how to try prisoners in the war on terrorism. A group of prominent Republican senators, led by John McCain, who himself was a prisoner of war, have argued the U.S. has got to give basic rights to those captured in battle, not just for their sakes, but ours. And a key point of disagreement is using secret evidence, which the president says may be needed and these senators say must be banned.
The administration says some evidence can't be revealed because it would compromise ongoing investigations. A high school on Navajo Nation land in northeastern Arizona went into lockdown late today because of a report that six people with weapons were holed up inside. Unfounded, says school superintendent Deborah Dennison.
We went into lockdown so that we could search the school to make certain that there are no weapons in the school, and that's it. There is no hostages held. There's no all of this bogus which is being out.
It's not clear how the story got started. School buses, one at a time, are taking the kids home. General Motors makes a new bid for business, announcing extended warranties on all 2007 models. Jeff Gilbert of Detroit station WWJ has details.
GM's new plan includes a 100,000-mile, 5-year warranty on the powertrain. That covers expensive repairs like the engine, transmission, and the like. CEO Rick Wagner says they can make this offer because improved quality has meant drastically lower warranty costs for the company.
Our announcement today is a clear sign of the confidence we have in the quality and value of our cars and trucks, and in the people who design, engineer, supply, build, sell, and service them.
GM is also expanding its roadside assistance.